Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Lance Creech pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Stewart Center. We're in Sioux Falls, South Dakota this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHIS. The Broncos playing in the semifinals of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament as Hastings gets ready to take on Sioux Falls here this afternoon. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech, and coach maybe surviving a bullet the other night as the Dort defenders came back from a 24-point first-half deficit and then made a run at us at the second half, but finally we were able to put kind of a wild affair on Wednesday.
Well, it was, and it was just a matter of a tale of not even two halves necessarily. It was more of a tale of 35 minutes to their 5 minutes. I mean, they scored on 14 of their last 16 possessions, you know, and the problem that we had was just getting things stopped or slowed down, I should say, in transition, and we just had too many people guarding the ball in the paint, nobody guarding the shooters, and we dodged some bullets early on in the second half to where we left some shooters wide open. They just didn't make shots, and I think the thing that happened is, and it was just a big focal point, is they made some three-point shots late, and we missed some timely foul shots. I mean, we still shot 70-plus percent from the foul line, which is our goal, but we just missed some at crucial times and with people that we've just got to have making baskets at the foul line. So, you know, I don't want to diminish anything that that Dort did because they had a very, very good effort, but I think the first 20 minutes was as good as we played all year.
Yeah, Hastings had a 24-point lead in the first half. I think we led by 18 points at halftime and a pretty solid defensive effort. You look at the final score and you say, wow, what happened to our defense? We gave up 101 points, but it was pretty good in the ball game on Wednesday.
It really was. I mean, you know, it sounds a little bit ludicrous to sit here and even mention the word good defense and 101 points in the same sentence, but the thing that it was just, again, that last 4.5 to 5 minutes, they just kind of went crazy, and we were kind of reeling, and we just didn't do a good enough job, you know, using our timeouts, and that falls on me. You know, I should have maybe called another timeout in there to get things slowed down, but as hard as they were pressuring us, I wanted to make sure that we had a couple in the bank just going down the stretch if we couldn't get the ball in. The last thing that you want to do is turn it over under their basket or give them an opportunity to take the ball out of bounds underneath their own basket, especially as well as they were playing offensively. So I kept a couple in the bank, and sometimes, you know, it's that fine line between idiot and genius, and luckily we pulled out a win, so it looks like we're a little bit smarter than maybe we actually are last night.
Hastings putting up 106 points on the scoreboard, so offensively we got things rolling along against the defenders on Wednesday as well.
Well, and I think the most comforting point in that is a lot of people say, man, they must have really shot the ball well from three, and I mean, we really didn't. You know, we only attempted 19 threes, which might be approaching a season low for this crew. And you know, I mean, we shot the ball okay, but we just didn't go out of our mind. I think we only shot maybe low to mid-30s. So I just thought our offense in the first half especially, I thought we were very aggressive. I thought we got some big baskets out of our post play with Jake Marvin. I thought we did a good job of getting Wade and Maya, and Kyler was huge. His mid-range game has really gone to another level. He is so efficient shooting that middle 15 to 16-foot jump shot, and he really can stretch a defense even from that little bit. Plus, he's got the aggressiveness, and he's got the quickness and athleticism to really get himself to the rim in situations too, and we're continuing to stay on him because right now Kyler's our X factor, where there's just not a lot of teams that have a player like Kyler that can get you those tough baskets from that 15-foot mark.
The last two ball games, Dana, Dakota Wesleyan, and now this third one with Dort, we've been able to get to the rim a little bit more. We've been penetrating a little bit more with Jeremiah and things. That's more like what we were doing maybe in the mid part of the season. We were kind of on the run.
Yeah, it is, you know, and I think people have really figured out that, you know, if they can slow Wade and Derek Fletcher down from the perimeter, especially, you know, stretching their defense out to that three-point line, it really opens up some lanes. And I think Maya's done a really good job of getting himself to the rim. And again, you know, you can't put enough emphasis on what Kyler's done in this stretch, you know, that we've had success. He's played well, and not only shooting the ball, but he rebounds it so well. So I think, again, the longer we can play, the more comfortable you can get a young freshman post player in that low block and get him some baskets. And you know, the thing that Derek and Wade have done a much better job of is getting themselves off that three-point line. And they've really done a nice job of getting themselves to the rim and you know, even getting themselves to the foul line at crucial times, too.
Yeah, because of that, Hastings has been able to put up some big numbers as far as the shooting percentage is concerned. We shoot 51% the other night in the first half, 61% in the second half, 56% for the ball game. At those numbers, I like your chances.
Yeah, I'll take those against anybody. You know, even against Dakota Wesleyan, who's another very good defensive team, we shot over 50%, you know, from the floor. So the thing that we've got to continually harp on, and I think the thing that's happened in our league is the offenses have gotten so good and so explosive, and there's about, you know, the top six teams in the conference, you know, everybody's got three and maybe even four scores, and it really makes it hard defensively to just lock in and do one or two, you know, take one or two people away. When you've got to try and take three or four people away, it really, really becomes very difficult, because then when you do, you're usually doubling somebody, which opens up offensive rebound lanes, or it opens up an easy drive for somebody else to get to the rim. So you might hold somebody, you know, you might hold their top three scorers 3 or 4 points below their average, but then that fifth guy gets five above his average, so now you're back to square. So, you know, I think we've just got to continue to rotate and communicate. And I think the biggest problem we had last night wasn't necessarily our talk, it was our listening. I thought we did a better job of communicating verbally, but I don't think everybody received the message. So we just got to have a little bit louder and more emphatic talk on the defensive end, especially going on the road today to Sioux Falls.
The win over Dorrance the other night is probably huge for Hastings and their potential to get into the national tournament. I think everybody thought you had to win that ball game the other night to at least have a chance. I thought that one was a huge win, and this one here today might be even bigger.
I think so. You know, I mean, I just think any time we can continue to add wins to our resume, it's going to make it harder for that selection committee to keep us out of the national tournament's race. I think any time we can continue to advance and gain momentum as you do possibly get to a national tournament opportunity, because nobody wants to go in there on a losing streak, you know, and even whether it's one game or not, you know, you want to make sure that you're playing your best basketball at the year heading into March. And right now I think we're starting to, you know, we took a little bit of a bump there last week with dropping two, because we haven't done that since early November. So I was very proud of the kids and the way that they responded to adversity and responded and really fought through some tough times there in the last 3 or 4 minutes of that game. And I think, you know, as we talked about after the game last night, the first one in a tournament format is always the toughest one to win, because now you can get settled in and you can really understand and kind of concentrate on the task at hand and not worry so many jitters on just getting that first one out of the way.
Now on the road here this afternoon to take on a very good team in the University of Sioux Falls. We'll come back and talk about the Cougars when our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as Broncos in Sioux Falls here this afternoon to take on Sioux Falls with the number 2 seed here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. A team that is 23-8 on the season, a team that we saw earlier this year, Coach. They beat you by the score of 80-74, but it's a team also we had a good-sized lead, I think 13 or 14 points in that one.
Yeah, it's kind of an ongoing theme for this crew right now. We were up 13 at half when we played here, and that was the first conference game of the year. So as we're looking through film, they've actually got a couple kids that have stepped up and you know, from injury and started to play a little bit more for them. So they're a little bit different team. Now they're running the same thing, and we can get some tendencies and things like that. But, you know, we're going to take a look at Sioux Falls and do what we can to get them slowed down a little bit. But, again, I think the primary focus has got to be on us. It's got to be on us defensively, because there's still some major breakdowns that we're able to get through, and we're able to win some games because – we've got so much offensive firepower. But, you know, anytime you're going to play in a tournament format and the further you go along, defense and rebounding is still going to be the biggest two keys.
Sioux Falls are very good defensively. They're number one defending the three-point shot, number one in rebounding, and they're sitting at third right now as far as the scoring average is concerned, giving up only 68.7 points per ball game. So obviously they hang their hat on defense as well.
Yeah, they do, and they're a big, strong, physical team, you know, and the thing that what we're really going to have to concentrate on is just our patience offensively. And we were up, you know, double digits against them the first time. And as we looked at the film here today and even a little bit last night, we had an opportunity to really study of where we were successful, and that was just being patient, 3, 4, and 5 passes, and really did a good job of moving the ball around and getting penetration after we got the ball movement, because they're like anybody, you know, nobody wants to guard for a full 35 seconds, and that's kind of human nature, you know, that's just a toughness that not a lot of teams have. But if we can make them defend for, you know, 17, 18, 20 seconds in a shot clock and then get the shot that we want versus the shot that they're going to give us, that's going to be the biggest key today for us offensively.
What about Sioux Falls offensively? Is this a team that's going to try to slow things down and try to control the tempo in this contest?
Well, they're a little bit more methodical, and I think, you know, they'll run a sideline triangle kind of an action where they're going to put their best three guys on the ball side and try and run some pick and roll and some single stagger kind of things out of that. And then the other thing that they will do is if you counter that, then they're going to run a cutter through, and then they've got two really good ball players on the other side, and they'll run a two-man game on that side. So it's kind of the tail of either side of the basketball court when they're on the offensive end. So what we're going to try and counter with is a little zone. As we went back again, and as I mentioned, look at tape, we did have some success playing zone. They hit a couple threes that were deep and actually contested shots. They hit them, and I got a little antsy, and we got out of our zone a little too quick. But the other thing that you've got to worry about when you play zone is the rebounding, and as good of a rebounding team as they are, you know, we might see it in spots and run it as long as we can until we start getting hurt, and then we're going to have to make a change.
Yeah, they out-rebounded us last time 45-38 in the ball game we played earlier this season. They also had four guys score in double figures against our club the last time around. Is there one or two guys we're going to have to shut down here today?
Well, I think the Malloy kid, you know, who's probably, if he's not the leading scorer in the GPAC, he's the second leading scorer. And the thing about him, he's not very big. He reminds me a lot of Crady Toit. Maybe he doesn't shoot the ball as well from the perimeter as Cray did, but he probably creates a little bit better maybe than Cray did, you know, and he can get himself to the foul line almost at will. And, again, we're just going to have to make sure we're going to start Fletch on him and see if Derek's length and athleticism can kind of, you know, give him an extra step on the perimeter and still be there to contest shots. And he's very clever, so he's good about getting you up in the air, making you think that you're going to block his shot, and then he'll step through and either get fouled or you know, for a 5'8" guard, he really scores it around the rim with pretty good efficiency.
As far as the Hastings game plan here today, just maintaining the tempo here today and working the shot, like you said, working the shot clock down?
Well, I think we just got to be patient. We've got to close out, and we've got to make them prove themselves from the three-point line. I'm not going to say that they're deficient from that area, but they're not nearly as effective as they are when they're putting the ball on the floor and getting themselves to the rim. So I think our rotation defensively is going to be huge, as it would any day, but I think today in particular, because of the misdirection stuff that they give you on the offensive end, and obviously the rebounding is going to be huge, because it's an area where when we've been very successful, we've rebounded the ball particularly well. When we haven't, we've been out-rebounded, and that's just the way the game goes. And you can look up a million statistics, and that's typically one that's going to be at the top of most coaches' leaderboard as far as goals within the game. And that's the one thing that we're going to have to really do is rotate defensively and make sure we're getting a body on a body when we get to the rebounding edge.
I have anything to do with it, but what about the turnaround time and making the road trip there? Any concern about coming up here today?
Well, you know, there's always concern, probably, but again, you know, we're going to do the best thing that we can to try and refuel our kids and make sure they're prepared but still have some legs about them and make sure that they sleep in their beds, you know, their own bed the night before, and we'll get up fairly early and make the trip up there. But, you know, Fran Hummel, our AD, graciously got us a charter bus, so at least the coaches won't be as tired driving up there, and that's a nice luxury to have, there's no doubt. So this time of the year, everybody's tired, you know, and they're going to be just as tired. They had a tough battle game against Northwestern on Thursday night, so they're going to be tired too, and we've got to get that kind of crap out of our head, and we're just going to have to really play physical and be as tough mentally and physically as we can.
Okay, good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. It is Hastings and Sioux Falls today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Lance Creech pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned. Bronco basketball is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury Fifth Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman Fifth Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to the Stewart Center. We're in Sioux Falls, South Dakota this afternoon. Hastings College basketball and 1230 KHAS. The Broncos playing in the semifinals of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament today as they take on the 17th-ranked Cougars from Sioux Falls in this semifinal matchup. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Hastings College coming in, ranked number 24 in the country, trying to fight their way into the NAIA National Tournament that starts in a couple of weeks down in Point Lookout, Missouri. The Broncos currently 23-7 on the season. They finished 13-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, beating Dort the other night in the quarterfinals of this tournament by a score of 106-101. Sioux Falls coming in, a mark of 22 wins and 8 losses. They are 13-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They picked up a win over Northwestern the other night, getting a field goal from Thomas Frames with 7/10 of a second remaining to beat Northwestern by the score of 94-93. So the winner of this ball game will move on to the championship game on Tuesday. They will play the winner of the ball game that's going on today in Mitchell, South Dakota, between top-seeded Dakota Wesleyan and fifth-seeded Briarcliff. The women's semifinals also taking place today. Briarcliff is playing in Orange City, Iowa against Northwestern. Morningside is in Hastings today to take on number one ranked Hastings College. In fact, we've got bonus coverage today here on 1230 KHIS. Tyson Obronik right now is over at Lynn Ferrell Arena. Let's check in right before tip-off on a little preview of the Morningside-Hastings game. Tyson?
Well, thanks, Mike. We are here at Lynn Ferrell Arena just getting ready for the starting lineups. This is actually a rematch of the national championship game from last year in the NAIA where Morningside won. Morningside is so far the only team to beat Hastings College in the GPAC so far this season. And Morningside, they defeated Hastings College on January 30th by the score of 80-72 for the Broncos. Lindsey Ducey had 17 points and 15 rebounds in that game. Ducey averages 19 points a game. Alicia Statler averages 11.6 games. And the other players, we need to step up big because like players like Alicia Statler and Heather McEwen as well. Heather McEwen, 91 three-point shots are made this so far this season. For the Morningside Mustangs, look for the play of guard Tanea Warden to have a big game today. She averages 17.5 points a game this season, and she had 31 last week in the Hastings College, or in last month in that Hastings College loss to Morningside. So a good semifinal shaping up here. It's the fourth-seeded Morningside Mustangs and your number one-seed Hastings College Broncos. We'll have bonus coverage you throughout the day here on 1230 KHAS.
All right, the singing of the national anthem here at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls this afternoon. And again, Tyson will be providing bonus coverage throughout the afternoon, so we'll certainly keep you up to date on what's going on back home in that all-important ball game, the semifinal matchup between Hastings College and Morningside back home. And we've got the Broncos on the road here this afternoon against the Cougars of the University of Sioux Falls. Hastings will be dressed in their road uniforms here this afternoon. They'll be in their crimson, trimmed and lettered in the white. They'll go with their usual starting lineup here today. It'll be Jeremiah Slough, the 6'1" and senior out of Donovan Trumbull. Slough is averaging 17 points and 5 rebounds per game. Derek Fletcher, the 6'7" junior out of Omaha. Fletcher is averaging 13 points and 5 rebounds per game. Wade Bonds, a 6'1" and senior out of Cambridge, Nebraska, averaging 18 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Tyler Dossett, the 6'3" and senior out of Silverthorne, Colorado. Dossett's really come on here late in the season. He's now averaging 8 points and 5.9 rebounds per game. Jake Marvin, the other starter for Hastings College, the 6'8" freshman out of Lincoln North Star. Marvin is averaging 9 points and 4.1 rebounds the ball game. For the University of Sioux Falls, they will go with Thomas Frames. He's the guy who hit the game-winning shot the other night against Northwestern. Frames, a six-foot senior out of Los Angeles, California. He is averaging 13 points and four rebounds per ball game. Here's Matt Malloy, a 5'9" junior from Parkston, South Dakota. Malloy is the leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 19 points and four rebounds per game. There's Ronnell Grant, who's a 6-foot junior out of Tucson, Arizona. Grant is averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Also, Kelly Hubbard, a 6-foot-4-inch junior from Carson, California. Hubbard is averaging 10 points and 6.3 rebounds per ball game. So it's Hastings and the University of Sioux Falls squaring off here this afternoon at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls. The winner will move on to the championship ball game on Tuesday night, as they will take on either Dakota Wesleyan or Briar Cliff, as those two teams are playing this afternoon in Mitchell, South Dakota. So it's Hastings currently 23-7 now in the season, taking on the University of Sioux Falls. They are 22-8. As the Cougars come out on the floor again, they get a last-second shot the other night against Northwestern, knocking off the Red Raiders 94-93 in the quarterfinals of this tournament. Hastings winning over Dort in a wild one the other night as well, 106-101. So Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left. We're at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls. Last time we came up here, Jeremiah Slough hit a half-court shot for Hastings to send a game into overtime, and the Broncos were able to beat Sioux Falls a couple of years ago, and it was certainly brought up when we arrived here this afternoon. Sioux Falls controls the opening tap. Hastings College is going to start off with a man-to-man defense. Sioux Falls with the basketball. Here's Matt Malloy at the top of the key. Dribbles over here, goes over on the left side down to Deshaun Howard. This is a very patient offense we'll see from the University of Sioux Falls. They average about 75 points per ball game. They'll work against the Broncos man-to-man, and now we got a foul inside. It's going to go on Hastings. Derek Fletcher in the lane there is going to be whistled for the personal foul. The first one on Fletcher, the first team foul on Hastings as he got a body on Matt Malloy, and he's guilty of the personal foul. So Sioux Falls will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here's a Grant with the ball. Grant gets it into a Kelly Hubbard. Back to Grant in the lane. Backs up near the top of the three-point circle. Bounce pass goes inside to a Deshaun Howard. He's double-teamed. Howard goes up. His shot is good. Deshaun Howard is going to be a load to handle for Hastings College inside today. 6'7", a 220-pound junior from Tucson, Arizona. He gets the first field goal to go down here for the Cougars. 2-0 is the score. Sioux Falls with a lead. Hastings lobs the ball inside. That's a Slough. His shot's going to be blocked down by Malloy. That's recovered here by Sioux Falls, coming back the other way. This is Frames. Goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Jake Marvin of Hastings. The Wade bounce down the near sideline down to Fletcher. Derek dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Sends it over to the far side. That's Jeremiah Slough with the ball as he works against Malloy. Takes it down on the baseline. Slough comes out in three-point territory now to Vance. He takes off with a basket. His shot is up there, partially deflected, and the ball is brought out there by Thomas Frames. Frames runs her back the other way for Sioux Falls, all the way to the basket. Dumps it down low on the right side, and it's knocked out of bounds. Frames was right to the rim there for Sioux Falls and decided to go to the right baseline. It was knocked out of bounds, and Sioux Falls will play things in. This is Ronnell Grant to play things in with 18:40 to play here in the first half. It is 2-0. Sioux Falls with the lead. Kelly Hubbard has got the ball, drives the baseline, and he stepped out of bounds. Hubbard driving the baseline down there underneath the basket, stepped out of bounds. The first turnover on Sioux Falls here in the ball game. They averaged 14 on the season. Hastings coming back the other way. The Broncos down in the ball game by a score of 2-0. Here's Derek Fletcher with the ball for Hastings on the far sideline. Fletcher, one hands it over here to the wing on the left side to Wade Vance. Bounce pass inside to Kyler Dossett. Backs up, spins, puts up a shot on the baseline. It's no good, and he's fouled in the play. Kyler Dossett fouled in the play there for Hastings. And Dossett will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Ronnell Grant. That's going to be his first, and the first team foul on the Cougars. Kyler Dossett to the free throw line down for the Broncos. So Dossett to the line here. He had 21 points the other night, and that win over Dort. Tyler's really come on here in the last couple of ball games for Lance Creech and the Broncos. He's a 66% foul shooter, and he knocks this one down through the hole. Hastings still the number one shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference from the free throw line. They're hitting 72% of their foul shots. They're number three from the field, 47%, and number three from three-point territory at 36%. Second shot is up there. It is good by Kyler Dossett, and we are tied up at 2 points apiece. Just underway at the Stewart Center. Now we got an offensive foul called on Thomas Frames as he knocks down Wade Bontz. coming into the offensive scoring zone down the far sideline. So Frames gets hit with an offensive charging foul. A turnover there on Sioux Falls, and Hastings College has got the ball back. Chance to pull ahead for the first time here this afternoon. Slough has got it. Comes over here on the wing on the left side. Fletcher inside to Slough. Spins, puts it up, and the shot good. Slough is wide open for Hastings down on the baseline, and the Broncos have the lead 4-2. Nice pass there as Jeremiah Slough gets his first field goal of the ball game. 4-2, Hastings College with the lead. Matt Malloy gets away, heads for the hole. The shot is up there and in. Malloy split a couple of defenders and went right to the basket and scores. So now we're tied up at 4 points apiece. Slough runs it back the other way. 17:50 to play here in the first half from Sioux Falls. Slough behind a screen from Marvin. Now they get the ball to Jake in the lane. His shot is up there left-handed. It's going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Howard. Howard gets it ahead now to Kelly Hubbard. Here come the Cougars down the near sideline. Hubbard will hold up, gets it into the hands of Thomas Frames. Frames now to a Ronnell Grant. Grant right at the top of the three-point circle, sends it down in the corner. On the right side, dribbling behind his back is Frames. He dumps it off down low, and his shot is up and in. Deshaun Howard. Frames gets the assist. Deshaun Howard gets the field goal. That's his second goal of the ball game, and it's now a 6-4 contest. Sioux Falls out on top. Hastings back with the ball. Slough for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Grant. Runs her back the other way. Here's a pass to the far side to Malloy. He'll take a three. A shot good. Matt Malloy. Nope, they're going to give him a two. His foot was on the line. So a long two-pointer there by Malloy. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. Sioux Falls scoring in the transition there. 17 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Sioux Falls 8, Hastings College 4.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business.
Save on Whirlpool, Maytag, and Amana appliances during the President's Day Savings Event at Rogers Incorporated. There's no interest for 12 months and no down payment and low monthly payments on a qualifying Whirlpool purchase. Plus, get up to $425 on a MasterCard prepaid card by mail with the purchase of select Energy Star qualifying Maytag and Whirlpool appliances. Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. We are at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls, South Dakota for Hastings and Sioux Falls today. Also providing bonus coverage of the semifinal match back at Hastings on the women's side of things here at the GPAC postseason tournament between Hastings and Morningside. With 3 minutes into this ball game, there's a long pass inside. Wade Vance grabs it and he's going to be fouled into play. Pass came in from Marvin out in 3 points there. Torrey to Vance. And a foul is going to be called here on Kelly Hubbard of Sioux Falls. That's going to be his first and the second team foul on the Cougars. Into the ball game now for Sioux Falls is David Maxwell. Maxwell is a 6'5" freshman from Parkston, South Dakota. Maxwell is averaging 5 points and 4.8 rebounds per ball game. Hastings will play things in. The Broncos are trailing 8-4. Wade Bonds on the baseline spins, puts up a shot off of the window. It's going to be good. He banks one home. Wade Bonds scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game, and the Broncos are back to within 2 points. 8-6 is the score as Sioux Falls comes back. Here's Matt Malloy. Malloy goes to the top of the key. Now bounce pass on the high post. Maxwell has got it. Maxwell to Jack Ridgeway, who's into the ball game for the first time. Now to Malloy in the lane. Has a script away by Bonson. It's going to be picked up here by Slough. Long pass down to four. They get it to Kyler Dossett. Drives, dumps it off in the lane. It's through the fingertips of Marvin, but it's picked up by Bonson. Down to Fletcher. Fletcher on the left side of the lane. His 10-footer is good. Derek Fletcher hits one. And the Broncos have come back to tie things up. 8-8 is the score with 16-16 to play here in the first half. Thomas Frames with the ball, deep wing on the left side to the top of the key, Ridgeway. Ridgeway sends it inside now to Maxwell. Does back to the basket, and the ball's going to be stripped away. Fletcher coming in to knock the ball loose. Derek has got it back the other way for Hastings. That's the third turnover on Sioux Falls. Fletcher goes to Slough, dumps it off in the lane to Kyler Dossett. It sounds up and in. Kyler Dossett scores, and now Sioux Falls wants to call a timeout as the Broncos have come back to score six straight points over Sioux Falls, and the Broncos have the lead. 15 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings leading Sioux Falls by the score of 10-8. Let's get an update on the women's ball game now. We'll check in with Tyson Ervonik at Lynn Farrell Arena.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Right now, Morningside going on a little bit of a run here. They were down by 1 point. It was 10-9. And Ronnie Miller has come through, and she scored 5 straight points for the Mustangs. And Morningside now leads by the score of 14-10. There is 13 minutes and 42 seconds to go left here in Lynn Farrell Arena.
All right, again, we're providing a bonus coverage of the women's semifinal ball game here today on 1230 KHIS. In addition, on the road today with the Bronco men, as both Hastings teams trying to secure berths into the NAIA National Tournament coming up in a couple of weeks. The women up in Sioux City and the guys down in Point Lookout, Missouri. Hastings has scored 6 straight points here in this one. The Broncos have the lead 10-8. Here's Malloy driving the baseline, and his leader is up there and in. Matt Malloy scores over Jake Marvin. That's three field goals already for Malloy. He is the leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 19 points per ball game. And now we're tied up at 10 points apiece. Hastings with the ball. Jeremiah Slough out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Fletcher. Now to Jason States. They lob it inside again to Vons. He shovels the ball away to Kyler Dawson. He lays it in. Vons right in front of the basket, but he gave it away to Kyler Dawson, and he scores. Kyler now has 6 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top by a score of 12-10. Here's a steal now by Fletcher. He drives, shoots, and scores. Derek Fletcher gets the steal and the field goal at the other end. Four turnovers now in Sioux Falls here in the ball game. Hastings has got their biggest lead of the contest, 14-10. Sioux Falls with it. They lob the ball inside again. Down on the baseline. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. That's a Deshaun Howard again grabbing the ball. And again, that's going to be a tough matchup for Hastings. That is a big boy down here, a big body. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Jake Marvin. Jake picks up his first personal foul. That's team foul number two on Hastings. And now Deshaun Howard will go to the free throw line. A 43% foul shooter in the season, and he makes this one. He is now 21 out of 47 from the free throw line. Howard already with 5 points in the ball game. Kelly Hubbard comes back into the ball game now for the University of Sioux Falls. David Maxwell coming to the bench. 14-11, Hastings with a lead. The winner plays in the championship ball game of the postseason tournament coming up on Tuesday. Big shot is up there. It is good by Howard. And it's now a 14-12 ball game. Hastings still with a 2-point lead. Jeremiah Slough with the ball. Drives the baseline, spins. Now bounce pass in the lane. A shot is taken by States. It's going to be way short, and the rebound comes down to Kelly Hubbard. He gets it away down the far sideline to a Ronnell Grant. Now to Hubbard. Near side to Malloy. He lobs it inside again to Deshaun Howard. Spins one way, then the other. Shot is up and in. Deshaun Howard now with 8 points in the basketball game for Sioux Falls, and the Cougars have come back to score 4 straight points. We're tied up again at 14 points apiece. There's Derek Fletcher with the ball. Fletcher on the wing on the right side. Hands it away now to Dane Bacon, who's into the ball game for the first time. Bacon gets it to Slough. Falls down at the free throw line. Keeps the dribble alive. Slough has still got it. Now traveling violation on Jeremiah. He got back up onto his feet and was going to launch the shot after keeping the dribble alive at the free throw line after he fell down. But Ronnell Grant was right there for Sioux Falls, and a traveling violation is called on Slough. That's the first turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. It comes nearly 6 minutes into the contest. 14:07 to play here in the first half. We are tied up at 14 points apiece here this afternoon from the Stewart Center. Sioux Falls has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Malloy inside again to Howard. He backs up, double team. Howard has to get rid of it. He's in the lane, and now a 3-second violation is called. Hastings had to double team that time on Howard. He spun one way, ran into the double team, had to get rid of it, and did not do it in time. A 3-second violation is called on Deshaun Howard. 5 turnovers on Sioux Falls here in the ballgame. Hastings College will come back now. We're tied up at 14 points apiece here this afternoon. Derek Fletcher with the ball to Dane Bacon behind his screen from Kyler Dossett. Bacon dribbles to the left side of the lane, stops there, goes to the free throw line to States. States gets it away now to Derek Fletcher right at the elbow. His pass is deflected by Malloy and is brought down by Malloy for Sioux Falls. Evades one defender, drives for the hole, shot no good, tip try good. Deshaun Howard scores again for Sioux Falls on the tip. He's got 10 points, and the Cougars go back on top, 16-14. 13:20 to play here in the first half. Here's Slough again. His pass is going to be tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it to a Fletcher, and the ball was tipped out of bounds there by Ronnell Grant for Sioux Falls. Here comes Jake Marvin back into the ball game. States is going to come out. Fletcher is going to get a quick breather here as well for Hastings, and Kyler Dawson comes back in. 13:16 remaining in the first half. The Cougars out on top of Hastings, 16-14 here in the GPAC semifinals of the postseason tournament. Marvin has got the ball in three-point territory. The freshman from Lincoln dribbles with the ball. Comes out to Slough between the rings now. Jeremiah comes over here on the wing on the left side. That's Dane Bacon. Bacon now to Kyler Dossett. Dossett hands it away to Bacon. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Bacon back out into three-point territory to Slough. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Jeremiah launches up a shot. It's going to be no good, and he is fouled on the play out in three-point territory. Jeremiah just throws up a desperation three-pointer out here as the shot clock was expiring, and he was fouled on a play. And now Slough goes to the free throw line for three. Jeremiah Slough just creating something right there. Now he'll go to the free throw line for three shots here as he was hacked out here in three-point territory by the University of Sioux Falls. First one is up there. It is good by Slough. And he is the fourth best foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, knocking down 80% of his foul shots. I think the foul went on Thomas Frames. They had two up there, but I think they met three. Next shot is up there. It is good. They're only going to give him two shots. They say the spook was on the line. So Jeremiah hits a couple of free throws. Nevertheless, we're tied up now at 16 points apiece. Either team able to break away here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Here's Hubbard with the ball. Takes it down on the baseline. Driving, shooting, and missing the shot is going to be Ronnell Grant. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by the Cougars. Grant may have injured himself, too. He's hobbling as he comes back up the floor, and Grant's going to come out of the ball game, and coming in is going to be Jack Ridgeway. So Ronnell Grant, who is driving the baseline there, may have hurt himself going for the hole. As he comes to the sideline down for the Cougars, Hastings College has got the ball. 12 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we're tied at 16 points apiece. Dane Bacon out to Jeremiah Slough out here in 3 points. There is Jeremiah directs a little traffic here, sends Wade Bonce over to the right side. They go in a high post here to Kyler Dossett. Now Dossett throws the ball away, trying to get it to the cutting Wade Bonce from the wing, and Dossett threw it out of bounds. Third turnover on Hastings College here in the ballgame. 12-11 to play in the first half. Hastings and the University of Sioux Falls tied up at 16 points apiece. We'll check in with Tyson Ebronic coming up in just a couple of minutes. He's got bonus coverage today of the Hastings College women's basketball game. The Broncos in action today at Lynn Farrell Arena against the Northwestern Red Raiders. Jack Ridgeway has got the ball. Now to Molloy. Gets it to Hubbard. Turnaround jumper from the right side of the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Slough. Jeremiah runs her back the other way for Hastings College. Comes over here to Derek Fletcher. Fletcher inside to Wade Bonce. Bonce wheels, puts it up there right in front of the basket. A shot good. Wade Bonce scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings 18 and Sioux Falls 16. 11:40 to play. Hastings now going to a zone defense, a 2-3 zone. We expected that here today out of the Broncos. There's a pass into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. A sixth turnover. Wade Bonce comes down with it. Long pass down to four. They get it to Slough. Jeremiah dribbles into the corner. Sends it back outside to Derek Fletcher. Down to the wing to Wade Bonce. Bonce holds it. Comes back out to Slough. Slough over to Fletcher. Still 20 seconds on the shot clock. Hastings wants to work the shot clock here this afternoon. Make Sioux Falls play some defense here for 20, 25 seconds before they get a shot away. Here's a Slough out in 3 points here. 10 seconds on the shot clock. 8 seconds left. Slough has still got it behind the screen. Jeremiah sends it inside. A wide open shot. Brent McDerlin, he puts it down through the hole. Nice pass by Slough. McDerlin wide open in the lane. Nice pass by Slough, and Brent lays her in, and the Broncos have a 4-point lead. 20-16. Hastings staying with his own defense. Here's Hubbard in the lane. He throws it to the far side. It's tipped out of bounds there by Bonce. Tipped out of bounds by Wade Bonce. Sioux Falls will play things in. Well, we got a quick check. We got a quick second here. Let's check in with Tyson Irvine at Lynn Farrell Arena at Hastings College. Tyson.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Lindsay Ducey has just scored her 12th point here in the first half. 8 minutes and 42 seconds. Lindsay Ducey taking over for the Hastings College Lady Broncos. They lead 20-17. The point guard that we expected to have a big game, Tanea Warden, she already has 7 points here. But right now, Lindsay Ducey scoring the last four consecutive points, and Hastings College leads 20-17.
All right, we'll keep you up to date on that ball game as well. As we come back, Matt Molloy drives for the hole here for Sioux Falls coming out of that little break there. Molloy gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouled in a play. So it's now a 20-18 ball game. Hastings College leading by 2 points. The last foul will go on Jake Marvin. Marvin picks up his second personal foul. Matt Molloy to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. Deshaun is up and in. Molloy has now got 9 points in the ball game. Deshaun Howard has got 10 for Sioux Falls. They've done all the scoring here for the Cougars. 20-19 now. Hastings with a 1-point lead about halfway through the first half in the Stewart Center. In Sioux Falls, Fletcher in the lane. His little 10-footer is up there and in. Derek Fletcher scores. That's 3 field goals down for Fletcher. He's got 6 points, and the Broncos will have a 3-point lead now. 22-19. Near sideline is Ridgeway. Comes out to Molloy. Sent it to the far side, now to a Grant. Back out to Molloy. A long 3-pointer put up there. It's going to be short. Long rebound comes out to a Nate Olson, who's into the ball game now for Hastings. Olson back to the center of the floor. Flips the ball away to Derek Fletcher. 10 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings with a 3-point lead, 22-19. They lob it down to Brent McNerlin on the little block right side. His fall-away jumper is up there. It's in. Brent McNerlin scores again. McNerlin had 10 points the other day in that one over Dort. He's already got 4 here this afternoon, and Hastings has their biggest lead of the ballgame. Broncos 24, Sioux Falls 19. Here's Sioux Falls working with the ball again. That's a Grant in the lane. His shot is up there, no good. The ball ripped out of there by McNerlin. McNerlin to Olson, down the near sideline to Fletcher. Fletcher into the offensive scoring zone. Comes over here to a McNerlin out in 3-point territory. fakes the handoff to Olsen. Now dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Hands it away to Wade Bonds. He drives for the hole. Shot is up and in. Bonds scores, and Sioux Falls wants to call a timeout. 9 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Hastings has built a seven-point lead. It's the Broncos 26 and Sioux Falls 19. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Everybody loves a sale, and CPI Mr. Tire announces their unbelievable tractor tire sale. Co-op pivot tires built for a longer life as low as $120 in the 11-2 by 24 4-ply. The Agra Radial 3, performance that can reduce downtime and fuel cost, is only $770 in the 18-4 R38 size. The 10x16 8-ply Farm Master Front tractor tire, only $130. All prices cash and carry, so hurry into your area CPI Mr. Tire.
1230 KHAS.
Two other games going on as far as the semifinals are concerned, in addition to the two Hastings games today. In women's play, it is Northwestern out on top of Briarcliff, 24-14. They've got 12 minutes to play in the first half. In the men's contest in Mitchell today, Briarcliff has got the lead over Dakota Wesleyan, 16-14. 10 minutes to play in the first half there. Dakota Wesleyan is the number one seed here in the postseason tournament, so if they win today, they would get to host the championship ball game next Tuesday. Sioux Falls is the number two seed. Hastings is the number three seed. So the Broncos have a possibility of maybe playing at home for that championship ball game on Tuesday if they can win here. And Dakota Wesleyan would lose in that ball game this afternoon in Mitchell. Hastings has built a seven-point lead here in this one. It is 26-19. Sioux Falls calling the last timeout. Now Frames is back into the ball game for Sioux Falls. He's got it here on the right side. Goes on the high post to Deshaun Howard. Back out to Frames. He flips the ball away to Ridgeway. Ridgeway over to Ronnell Grant. Over in the wing on the left side. Now to Kelly Hubbard. Here's a cross-court pass. Comes on the near side to Frames. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Frames, nope. It's going to be Ridgeway grabbing the rebound down on the baseline for Sioux Falls as he fights Frames for that one. Now Frames has got it back out here in the three-point territory. Sioux Falls will try it again. Hastings back to their man-to-man defense. Left side, Frames, picked up there by Olsen. Out on top, Grant, wide open. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Olsen. Nate Olsen has got it for Hastings. Down the far sideline now to Brent McNerland. Cuts it for the hole. Into the lane. Jump pass down on the baseline to Marvin. His shot good. Jake Marvin scores. That's his first field goal. And the Broncos are out to a nine-point lead. It is 28-19 with 8 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in this basketball game, at least in the first half. And this is the second meeting of the season between Sioux Falls and Hastings. The Cougars beat the Broncos earlier this year 80-74 in a ball game played at Linfrell Arena. In fact, that was the first conference game of the season for both of these teams. That was a long time ago. Hastings now back up here in Sioux Falls for the semifinals of the GPAC postseason tournament. Hastings goes back to their zone defense here on this possession. Ridgeway, the Frames, now left side to Malloy. Drives it inside, puts up a shot and scores. Matt Malloy now with the 11 in the ball game. It's 28-21. Hastings with a seven-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Here's Kyler Dossett with it now. Right side of the lane. Comes out to McNerland for three. His shot is up there. Hits the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Malloy for the Sioux Falls Cougars. He runs her back the other way. Three on three. Dishes off. Driving his Frames. His shot no good. Rebound. Follow shot up there. Good. Kelly Hubbard scores on the offensive board. 28-23. The Broncos now with a five-point lead. Hastings back with the ball. Here's McNerland, comes out to Slough. Jeremiah dribbling with the ball and now retreats out near the 10-second line. Dribbles to the top of the three-point circle now, sends it over here to Fletcher. Fletcher now to Slough, brings it back to Fletcher. Down in the corner, Kyler Dossett, 4-3, his shot's good. Big bucket there by Kyler Dossett as he nails that one from a different area code. Kyler Dossett now with 9 points in the basketball game. It's 31-23, Hastings College with a lead. Ridgeway has got the ball. High post again to Hubbard. Dumps it down low to Howard. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled in the play. Deshaun Howard just continues to work with about 4 or 5 feet of the basket. And Howard gets his fifth field goal of the ball game. He's now got 12 points, and he'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. The foul is going to go on Brent McNerland. That's going to be his first. Again, Howard is a tough cookie here this afternoon for Sioux Falls. 6'7", a 220-pounder from Tucson, Arizona. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It is no good. So he misses on the three-point play opportunity. It's 31-25. Hastings with a six-point lead. Broncos with the ball with 7 minutes to play here in the first half from the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls this afternoon. Wade Bonds with the ball out here in three-point territory. Goes to Fletcher. Fletcher holds it. Comes over here now to Bonds. Man-to-man defense for Sioux Falls. Wade dribbling with the ball. Down to the baseline. Comes back out to Slough. Angles toward the basket. Cut off nicely, goes to Fletcher. He drives his running one-hander in the lane as good as he banks one home. Down the lane he goes, and he banks one home as Fletcher gets the field goal to go down. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. The Broncos with a five-point lead, 33-25. Now they chalk it up, 33-25. Broncos with an eight-point advantage. Here's Hubbard down in the corner. Ridgeway shot up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound, Marvin of Hastings. Marvin gets away to Slough. Now to Derek Fletcher down the near sideline. Fletcher out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Slough. Jump pass out on top. Tyler Dossett. Now to Fletcher for three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Matt Malloy. Malloy runs her back the other way for Sioux Falls. Cranks up a shot. It's going to be no good, and he's fouled from behind by Vance. Malloy took it to the right side of the lane. Threw up about a 17-footer or so, and Wade Vance comes from behind and nails him on the arm. That's the first foul on Wade. That's going to be team foul number five on Hastings, but this will be a shooting situation as Matt Malloy will go to the free throw line for Sioux Falls. He has got 11 points in the basketball game. Five field goals, one from the line so far. Here's his shot from the line. It is no good. He'll have one more. He is a 78% foul shooter on the season for Sioux Falls. That is eighth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. David Maxwell comes back in now for Sioux Falls. Coming out is going to be Hubbard. Also coming in is going to be Cedric Seafeld for the first time. Here's the next shot by Malloy. It's good, so he hits one out of two from the free throw line. And it is now a 33-26 ball game. Hastings College leading by 7 points. Slough has got it on the right sideline for Hastings. Out to Jake Marvin, now to Fletcher. Sioux Falls still in a man-to-man defense. Here's Slough. Right sideline again. They get it to Wade Vance. Now to Marvin. He spins. His shot up there on the baseline is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jashawn Howard. He gets it into the hands of Frames. He goes coast to coast, and his shot is up and in. Thomas Frames scores for Sioux Falls. And now it's a five-point ball game. And now it's a three-point game as Matt Malloy steals the inbounds pass. He scores, and he's fouled in the play. Matt Malloy steals the inbounds pass from Hastings, and then he is fouled on the play here by Jake Marvin. The Broncos turn it over for the fourth time, so just right there, Sioux Falls scores five quick points, and the Cougars are back to within 3 points, 33-30. Matt Malloy goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Malloy eyes the bucket. His shot is up there. It's good. Big, big bucket there by the Cougars as they steal the inbounds pass away, and then Matt Malloy is fouled in a play after he gets the field goal to go down. So Sioux Falls back to within 2 points. It's 33-31. The Broncos have led by as many as eight so far here in the first half. 5 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Until halftime, Jeremiah Slough has got the ball. Slough goes over in the wing. Fletcher, 4-3. His shot is up there. It's good. Derek Fletcher hits a three. Fletcher in double figures already in the ball game. He's got 11 points, and the Broncos back out by five. 36-31, 5-10 remaining here in the first half. Here's Sioux Falls back with the ball. Grant has got it. Grant goes down in the corner. That's Malloy around the screen, circles around, takes it into the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound going back up. The ball's going to be stripped away from Maxwell, and a foul is called. Maxwell got the rebound after the missed shot from Malloy, and Maxwell is going to be fouled in a play here by Hastings that are going Dossett. Tyler Dossett picks up his first. David Maxwell goes to the free throw line with 4 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the first half, 36-31. Well, we've got a quick second here. Let's check in with Tyson Hrebonik. He's back there at the Osborne Sports Complex at Lynn Farrell Arena. Tyson?
Hey, thanks, Mike. Morningside just ends a 8-0 run by Hastings College. Hastings College was down 24-25. They went on the 8-0 run. They got up to 32-25. And here's a two-point field goal. That was by Alicia Sattler. Alicia Sattler now with 6 points, but Hastings College now leads 34-27 with 2 minutes to go here in the first half.
All right, David Maxwell hitting a couple of free throws here for Sioux Falls. That makes it 36-33 now. 36-33, Hastings with a three-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Wade Vance, comes out to Brent McNerland. McNerland comes over here to Jeremiah Slough on the wing on the left side. Sioux Falls doing the man-to-man. There's Jason States who's into the ball game now. To Slough. Now to Wade Vance. Back out to Maya again as he dribbles with the ball. Takes it to the right side. His jump pass across court is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Seatfeld. A turnover number five on Hastings. Cedric Seatfeld has got it down for Sioux Falls. Back into the offensive zone to Grant. Grant goes over to Seatfeld. Left side. Out between the rings to David Maxwell. There's Malloy with the ball. Now to a Ronnell Grant. Gets it on the high post to Maxwell. He takes off down the lane. His shot no good. Tip try is good. Deshaun Howard scores again for Sioux Falls. He has got 14 points in the ball game. Back the other way. Here's States. His shot is going to be no good. And a ball is ripped out of there by Howard. So it's 36-35. Hastings with a one-point lead. Sioux Falls can pull ahead here with a field goal. Now we got a whistle and a foul is going to be called as Grant was driving the ball toward the hole there for Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls now the 1-1 as Wade Bontz is going to be the guilty party here. That's going to be a second. The second foul on Bontz. Going to the free throw line is going to be Ronnell Grant for Sioux Falls. 36-35. Hastings with a one-point lead. The Broncos have led by as many as eight in this first half. Shot from the line is going to be no good by Grant. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Here comes Jeremiah Slough down the right sideline for the Broncos. Slough gets away, dribbles into the paint, stops there. Slough, fall away, jumper is up there, top of the left side, no good. Rebound comes down to Ronnell Grant now for Sioux Falls. Right-handed dribble down the near sideline, gets it back to the center of the floor. David Maxwell has got it now. Maxwell over to a Matt Malloy. Malloy on the high post to Maxwell, dumps it down low. There's Howard, his shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. McNerland tips the ball away, gets it to a Fletcher. Fletcher now to Wade Bontz. Brings it back to Derek Fletcher down the right sideline. Fletcher fakes the handoff, gives it out to Slough. He takes it into the paint, drives it down the right side of the lane. Cannot go up with a shot, though. Back out to Fletcher. He drives it for the hole. Contact made. Foul called. A foul is going to go here on Sioux Falls. Going to the free throw line will be Derek Fletcher for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Ronnell Grant. That's going to be his second. 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings out on top of Sioux Falls this afternoon, 36-35. Derek Fletcher into the free throw line. He's got 11 points already today. Make it 12 as that one goes down through the hole. Fletcher is 79% foul shooter on the season. Dane Bacon in. Here comes Kyler Dossett back in. It's going to be Jason States coming to the bench for Hastings. And also Jake Marvin. So Hastings going with a smaller lineup now as the second free throw is good by Fletcher. He's now got 13 in the ball game, and it's a 38-35 ball game. Hastings back out to a three-point lead. Matt Malloy has got it now as we approach the three-minute mark. Ridgeway down in the corner. Seatfeld, his shot for three is good, and he fouled in the play. Cedric Seatfeld scoring there, and he is hacked on the arm by Dane Bacon. The three-pointer is good by Seatfeld. That ties things up at 38 points apiece. Bacon is hit with a personal foul. That's his first. So Cedric Seatfeld, a 73% foul shooter on the season, will go to the free throw line and try to give Sioux Falls the lead here. We're tied up at 38 points apiece with 3 minutes to play. Seatfeld toes the mark. His shot is up there. That one is going to be short. And he gets his own rebound as the ball is tapped out of there. Now Sioux Falls can grab the lead. Here's a Matt Malloy dribble penetration. Dumps it down low. The ball deflected. Picked up by Malloy in the lane. His shot no good. Ball tapped out by Hastings. And a foul is going to be called. Slough ended up with it for the Broncos, and a foul is going to be called here on Malloy of Sioux Falls. That's going to be his first. So now we are tied up at 38 points apiece with 2 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in this first half. Hastings led by 9 at one point. That's their biggest lead of the ball game at 28-19. Also led by 9 at 31-22, but Sioux Falls back into the ball game. We're tied up now at 38 points apiece. Hastings working with the ball on their offensive end. Dane Bacon comes out to Slough. Slough looks right, dribbles to the free throw line, dumps it away to Dossett. Dossett just left the lane. His shot could be blocked down. David Maxwell gets his hands in there to block it down. Here comes Sioux Falls down the left sideline. That's a Seatfeld now. Goes inside to Maxwell. They work it back around down in the corner to Seatfeld. The shot for three is going to be no good. Rebounded down the weak side here by David Maxwell. Keeps it alive here for the Cougars. 2:15 to play. In the first half, we're tied up at 38 points apiece. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Malloy takes off. He drives it to the hole. It's going to be stripped away. It's picked up by McNerland. A turnover there on the Cougars as McNerland strips the ball away from Matt Malloy. McNerland down the near sideline now. They get it to Slough, and he's going to be fouled into play. Immediately here by Jack Ridgeway of Sioux Falls. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Sioux Falls. We're tied up at 38 points apiece. Jeremiah Slough will go to the free throw line. And let's get a quick update on the women's ball game at the Osborne Sports Complex. Again, we'll check in with Tyson Irvine.
Hey, thanks, Mike. We are at halftime here at Lynn Farrell Arena. And current score is Hastings College 36, Morningside 29. Leading scorers for the Broncos is Lindsay Ducey. She has 14. As we expected, Tanea Warden for the Morningside Mustangs is the leading scorer for them. The point guard, junior point guard, she has 15 points at halftime. So the Broncos need to find a way to shut her down in the second half, and things would be looking just fine for the Lady Broncos. 36-29, halftime score.
All right, Jeremiah Slough misses the free throw. Coming back the other way was Ridgeway. He hit the three, so Sioux Falls has got the lead, and now Wade Bontz hits one in the lane for Hastings College. Bontz now with 8 points in the ballgame. So it's Sioux Falls 41, Hastings 40. We're down to a minute and 24 seconds to play. Entry pass, they get it to Hubbard. He turns around and takes a shot. He's going to be fouled in the play. Foul in the play here by Bontz of Hastings. That's going to be the third foul on Wade Bontz. That's not good news. The second leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference now with three personal fouls here in this first half with a minute and 20 seconds to play. Kelly Hubbard to the free throw line now for Sioux Falls. He's got a field goal and 2 points so far today. His shot is up there. It's good. The Hastings College women have got the lead over Morningside at halftime, 36-29. Get you some updates on the other games going on today. The semifinals, Briarcliff had a 16-14 lead over Dakota Wesleyan in the men's semi. Northwestern had a lead over Briarcliff, 24-14, both about halfway through the first half. The second free throw is up there and in. So now Sioux Falls has got a three-point lead. Hastings drives it back the other way by Bacon, and he's going to be fouled in the play. So Sioux Falls now with a three-point lead over Hastings. Bacon will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go here on Jack Ridgway of Sioux Falls. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 8 on the Cougars. Bacon to the free throw line for Hastings. His shot is up there. It's good. That's the first point of the ball game for Dane Bacon, the freshman out of Kearney. David Maxwell comes back into the ball game now for the University of Sioux Falls. 43-41 is the score. Hastings down by 2 points. Next one is up there. It's good. Bacon slices the lead in half. It's now 43-42. Sioux Falls with a lead. Malloy gets it across the 10-second line to Seatfeld on the far sideline. Back out to Malloy. Hastings in the man-to-man defense here late in the first half. Here's a Kelly Hubbard with the ball to Seatfeld. Now inside again to Howard. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ball being tapped around. Howard grabs it back. His shot is up there. He misses that one, and he's fouled on a play. Hastings with no answer here for Deshaun Howard down there low. That's about the only thing we can do, and that's foul. Brent McNerlin this time is hit with a personal foul. That's his second. And Deshaun Howard, again, will go to the free throw line. He's already got 14 points in the basketball game. He's been averaging only 6.8 on the season. Howard's free throw is up there. It's no good. He is now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll get one more. 43-42 is the score. Sioux Falls with a lead here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament semifinal round here this afternoon. The winner plays in the championship game on Tuesday. Next shot is up there. It is good by Deshaun Howard. He's now got 15. McNerlin comes out. Here comes Trevor Holtmeyer into the ball game now for Hastings. 44-42. Hastings down by 2 points. Under a minute to play here in this first half. Here's Fletcher with the ball at the top of the key. Launches up a three-pointer. It's going to be knocked down by Kelly Hubbard for Sioux Falls. Recovered here by the Cougars down the near sideline. Matt Malloy has got it down. So we'll see if Sioux Falls takes most of the time off of the clock here in the first half before they launch up a shot. David Maxwell goes over to Seatfeld down in the corner now. That's going to be Malloy with the ball behind the screen, and now we've got a foul called. A foul is going to go on Hastings trying to fight through that screen. It's going to be Trevor Holtmeyer. First foul on Holtmeyer. And going to the free throw line now is going to be Deshaun Howard again. He's going to have to clock in for overtime here this afternoon. He's already got, 15 points in the ball game. He's fired up 5 free throws, made 3 of them. Next one is up there. It's going to be no good. He misses the front end of the 1-1, but that's a 2-shot foul because that's team foul number 10 on Hastings. Jacob Sittig comes into the ball game now for Malloy. So Jacob Sittig is in for the first time here for the Cougars with 32 seconds to play in the first half. Deshaun Howard will have another free throw. His shot is up there, and he makes that one. There's now 4 out of 7 from the free throw line this afternoon. Sioux Falls has got a 3-point lead, 45-42. Altmeyer checks out of the lineup now for Hastings. Coming in is going to be Nate Olson. So Hastings now with 32 seconds to play. Shot clock is off. We'll see if the Broncos play for the final shot here. They're down by 3 points at halftime. As we approach halftime, 45-42. Slough has got it just across the 10-second line. Just dribbling with the ball. Looks up there at the clock. We're down to 20 seconds to go. Slough picked up out there by Seatfelt for Sioux Falls. We're down to 13 seconds to go. Now the Broncos work with the offense. Dane Bacon on the right sideline out to Fletcher. This handles the ball. 8 seconds. Fletcher comes over here to Olson. Fires up a three-pointer. It's no good. The ball is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Sioux Falls' ball. With 2 seconds to play, now Malloy quickly off of the bench. He'll check in here for Sittig. Here comes Trevor Holtmeyer back in for Hastings College, replacing Nate Olson. So 2 seconds to play. Sioux Falls will play things in here in backcourt. David Maxwell
will play it in for the Cougars. Maxwell looking, goes to the far sideline. That's going to be a seat cell. He approaches the midcourt stripe. He launches up the shot. It's going to be off of the board, no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. So Hastings College had a 9-point lead here in the first half. But Sioux Falls has come back, and the Cougars will have the lead at the break. The score is Sioux Falls 45, Hastings 42. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
At halftime here at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls this afternoon. Hastings College men trailing Sioux Falls by a score of 45-42 here in the semifinals of the GPAC postseason tournament. And right now, let's get a recap of the first half back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The Hastings College women playing in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament as well, with a tough ball game today against Morningside, and Tyson Urbanik is there. Tyson?
Hey, thanks, Mike. Lindsay Ducey scored the first 6 points for the Broncos, the first four of the game, and went back and forth from there. With 5 minutes left to go, the Broncos were down 24-25. Sophia McDermott hits a big three-point shot, and the Broncos went on an 8-0 run from there to build a 32-25 seven-point lead. And it's a seven-point lead as we reach halftime, 36-29. Your leading scorers in the game for the Hastings College Broncos: Lindsay Ducey has 14 points, and Tanea Warden, the junior point guard for the Morningside Mustangs, has 15 points. Those are your leading scorers at halftime. But once again, at halftime, Hastings College Broncos lead the Morningside Mustangs 36-29. Back to you, Mike.
All right, thank you very much. Hastings College women winning here this afternoon. Yeah, both teams looking to secure berths in the NAIA national tournaments for their respective classes. The Hastings College women already in, as they have won the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season championship. They will play in the national tournament in Sioux City. The Hastings College men right now on the bubble as far as their hopes for the national tournament down in Point Lookout, Missouri. One way to secure a berth is to win the postseason tournament. That's one way to get in. And there's also 12 at-large teams that will be awarded spots in the 32-team field. And Hastings right now considered to be on the bubble. And the Broncos are trailing here at halftime of this ball game, 45-42. It was seesaw throughout much of the first couple of minutes of the ball game. We were tied up at 2, tied up at 4, also tied up at 8 points apiece and 10 points apiece, tied up at 14, tied up at 16 before Hastings got to some breathing room as they got out to a 26-19 lead, and then 28-19. They led it at 9 points a couple of times, at 28-19, and also at 31-23. So the biggest lead of the ball game has been that 9. They had that 8-point lead at 31-23, and then Sioux Falls has come back. They tied it up again at 38 points apiece with 2 minutes and 51 seconds to play, and the Cougars now have the halftime advantage. It is 45-42. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings, Derek Fletcher leading the way. He's got 13 points in the ball game. Tyler Dossett has got 9. Wade Bontz has got 8 points, but he's got 3 fouls already. Other scores for Hastings: 4 for Jeremiah Slough, 4 for Brent McNerlin, and 2 for Jake Marvin. Sioux Falls is getting a big ball game from Deshaun Howard and also Matt Malloy. Howard has already got 16 in the ball game. Matt Malloy has got 15. The other scores for Sioux Falls: 3 points for Cedric Seatfeld, 3 points for Jack Ridgway, 4 points for Kelly Hubbard, 2 for David Maxwell, and 2 points for Thomas Frames. Again, Sioux Falls has got the lead over Hastings College here at halftime. The score is 45-42. We'll take a break. When we come back, Tyson will join us again. He's got Hastings College spotlight coming up for you next, and we've got the second half for you here from Sioux Falls. Again, the score at halftime, the Cougars of Sioux Falls leading Hastings 45-42. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Low and no fee savings and checking accounts. Tired of the runaround and extra fees at your bank? Try the fast and friendly service at Hastings Federal Credit Union. And anyone who works or lives in the Hastings area can take advantage of their low or no fee accounts. Stop by today and discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCU.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS. It's GPAC conference tournament time, and joining us this evening is the athletic director for Hastings College, Fran Hummel. Fran, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Fran, we're going to talk a little bit about your big announcement that you made last week about you're going to be stepping down, retiring from Hastings College as the athletic director. My first question, and I think, you know, a couple of the other people are wondering as to, you know, what were the reasons for stepping down?
Well, first and foremost, I'm going to be 62 in a month, and I guess I'm stepping down because I can. You know, it's one of those things. I've been in this business a long time, 41 years, and I have a lot of things that I still, you know, I have a lot of energy, and there's a lot of things I still want to do. Plus, I have a lot of recreational, you know, hobbies and things that I just, you know, don't have time to do right now. When you're in this kind of a job, it requires a lot of time here in the building with all the events we have, all the sports, all the coaches. So I'm just looking forward to it, you know, some having more time on my own. And my wife is going to continue to teach for a couple of years, so we'll be here in town for another couple of years. But, you know, that's my that was one of the things that prompted me to go ahead, because we do, you know, like I said, have her in the public school system, and I'll just take care of some things that we need to take care of. Next year at this time, I'll probably be looking to sell the house and find a home in Kansas City, that kind of stuff. So,
okay. You know, Fran, under your tenure, Hastings College Athletics has really grown. Really, in every sport, we've seen a significant improvement. That football team is starting to get back to where, you know, where they were in their prime, and the basketball teams year in and year out, and you see the men's basketball team taking improvements. Looking back these last 9 years, Fran, what are your what can you really reflect on and say that was, you know, just some of your better accomplishments?
Well, I think one of the things that's key, school this size, is your staff that you put in place. I think that you have to have coaches that, you know, number one, that they're driven to succeed. I think that we have set the bar pretty high in some of the sports, and that has really helped all the sports, you know, to kind of elevate it. I think the ongoing philosophy here is that we want to put our coaches in a position to be competitive in the conference. If they do that in the GPAC, they're going to be competitive nationally. And I have always had a philosophy of fairness across the board. I want every coach approaching his sport that this is an important sport here at Hastings College, and I'm in a position where our athletic director and our administration is going to help me be successful. So I think that's been the key, is just the coaches knowing that we're going to do everything we can to help them make their programs competitive in every sport.
Okay, Fran, and you also made it known that you're going to continue to coach the women's golf team. What What are some of the reasons behind that?
Well, you know, this is my first year, and I think the transition is unfair. You know, again, have another coach replace me, and I'm just getting to know them. I had the fall season with them. It's a great bunch of young players, and we've got seven sophomores, you know, so that's a good bunch. I have two seniors that play in the starting lineup, but I think the recruiting's going very well. I just want to stay in contact with, you know, the college to a degree, and it's pretty much a month or 5 week sport in the fall, 5 week sport in the spring, so I can handle that with, you know, not having all these other responsibilities, and being that we're going to be here for another couple of years, I thought it would be unfair to have the kids adapt to another coach here, and, you know, like I said, I told them I would be here two more years, and they all seem to be excited. I don't know if they really were, but it's a good bunch, and I enjoy doing it. So that's why Dr. Dudley and Mr. Roberts asked me if I'd be interested in keeping that, and I said I would. So,
talked about the future of the athletic department. Not sure how much of a hand in you have it. Well, what kind of, you know, what are we looking at as far as who is replacement? Do we have any people that we're searching right now that can have a good idea?
Well, I think, you know, Dr. Dudley is handling the search process, and Mr. Roberts, so I think that they're forming a committee right now, you know, a search committee. I have asked not to be involved at all, other than during the actual, if they get to an interview process or whatever, if the candidates want to talk to me about the job, I'd be more than happy, you know, to sit with them and talk. The other thing is, if they have any advice, like on the job description or anything like that, but you know, I think that's a Hastings College decision, and, you know, I don't want to be trying to influence them one way or the other. I just want to be in an advisory capacity, and I know it's moving forward. I can tell you that. You know, Dr. Dudley would be the one to ask where are we at right now and what kind of time frame, those kinds of things. But like I said, I'm just enjoying sitting back and watching them, you know, progress with it, and I'll go from there.
Okay. I know you've always been pretty humble about the success of Hastings College. You know, in the end, when it's all said and done, Fran, what do you think is kind of going to be the lasting impression of the Fran Hummel legacy as the athletic director?
Well, I think, you know, there's three or four things that I remember a lot. Number one is winning that all-sports trophy last year. You know, that shows or demonstrates competitiveness in all the sports. And then, you know, the three national championships and a national runner-up, that's phenomenal. I mean, in 9 years to have that kind of success, you know, I think that's pretty unique or pretty rare that an athletic director is in on that. And then the one other thing, you know, lest we forget, our men's soccer winning the conference championship every year since I've been here, what a phenomenal program and run Coach Cranks has had.
Okay. Well, Fran Hummel, once again, thank you so much for taking time and sitting down with us over halftime here. It's been a great ride, Fran, and thanks for everything that you've done for the Hastings College program, and thanks again for joining us on Hastings College Spotlight.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much, and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls this afternoon. The men's semifinals of the GPAC postseason tournament. Sioux Falls with a lead over Hastings, 45-42. Broncos in the first half hit 55% from the floor. They were 16 out of 29, 2 out of 7 on three-pointers for 28%, 8 out of 9 from the free throw line for 88%. Sioux Falls 16 out of 32 from the field, right at 50%. The Cougars were 2 out of 7 from three-point territory, 28%. They were 11 out of 17 from the free throw line, 64%. Where Sioux Falls has done the damage, that's been on the boards. They out-rebounded Hastings in the first half, 22-11. The Broncos with no offensive rebounds in the first half. Sioux Falls had 8. Broncos have turned the ball over 5 times so far in the ball game. Sioux Falls has got 8 turnovers. The Cougars have the lead over Hastings College, 45-42 here in Sioux Falls. And when we got a chance, let's check in again with Tyson Urbanek. He's back at Lynn Farrell Arena at the Osborne Sports Complex. Tyson?
Well, thanks, Mike. The Morningside Mustangs were held the first 3 minutes of the ball game without scoring a point, or the first 3 minutes of the second half, excuse me, without scoring a point. Alicia Statler has already added 4 here in the second half. That brings her point total up to 10. 2 Broncos in double figures right now. Lindsay Ducey with 16, Statler with 10, and the Hastings College Broncos lead 42-31 with 15 minutes and 50 seconds left to play in the second half.
All right, Hastings College rolling along. The Broncos can win that ball game. They would host the GPAC Championship ball game coming up Tuesday night right back at Lynn Farrell Arena. They would play the winner of the ball game going on today between Northwestern and Briarcliff. Northwestern at last check, 5 minutes to play in the first half, all over Briarcliff by 20, 45-25. Winner of this ball game will play either Briarcliff or Dakota Wesleyan on Tuesday in the men's championship ball game. At last check, it was very early in the ball game. Briarcliff had a 16-14 lead over Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings College with the opening possession here in the second half. Let's shoot to our basket to our right. They're down in the ball game, 45-42. Here's a Jake Marvin with the ball. Right side of the lane comes out to Slough. His shot for 3 is up there. It's going to be no good. High in the air for the rebound is going to be Hubbard. He grabs the ball there for Sioux Falls. Down the right sideline. Here come the Cougars. Thomas Frames has got it down for Sioux Falls. Gets it away to Ronnell Grant. Lobs it inside again to Deshaun Howard. Howard, right side of the lane, dumps it off down on the baseline. They get it to Ronnell Grant, back out to the top of the key to Malloy. Shot for 3 is good. Matt Malloy hits the 3 ball. He's got 18 points in the ball game, and now Sioux Falls goes out on top of their biggest lead of the ball game, 48-42, with 19-10 remaining here in the contest here this afternoon. Here's Kyler Dossett with the ball at the free throw line. Dossett leaves it out here to Fletcher. Fletcher throws it down low, and it's over the head of Dossett out of bounds. 6 turnovers on Hastings in the ball game, and Lance wants to call a timeout before this one gets away. 19 minutes to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Sioux Falls 48, Hastings 42.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Low and no fee savings and checking accounts. Tired of the runaround and extra fees at your bank? Try the fast and friendly service at Hastings Federal Credit Union. And anyone who works or lives in the Hastings area can take advantage of their low or no fee accounts. Stop by today and discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. And the Bronco women out on top of their ball game back at Lynn Farrell Arena. Got an update on the other women's semifinal game going on in Orange City today. They're now at halftime. Northwestern has got the lead over Briarcliff, 51-31. Northwestern 51, Briarcliff 31. Northwestern is the number 2 seed there for the women's postseason tournament. Those scores hold up. Northwestern will play at Hastings on Tuesday. 48-42 is the score here. Sioux Falls has got the lead. Cougars have the ball. Malloy makes the 3, takes it right side of the lane. Fletcher falls down, but Malloy does not get a shot away. Back out in 3-point territory to Ronnell Grant. Over here now to Thomas Frames. Hands it away to Grant. Now to Malloy. Right side. They get it over there to Hubbard. That's a Kelly Hubbard with the ball as he holds it on the wing. Directs some traffic. Gets it back out here to Malloy. Dribble penetration. Dumps it down low to Howard. Now on the wing. Here's Frames. A shot for 3 is good. So back-to-back 3-pointers there for Sioux Falls. And the Cougars have now opened up a 9-point lead over Hastings. It is 51-42. Just underway here in the second half. Here's Slough. His shot in the lane is good. That's only the second field goal of the ball game for Jeremiah Slough. He's got 6 points. 51-44. Broncos back to within 7 points. Cougars have the ball. Thomas Frames deep in the corner. Left side picked up by Bonds, who's playing with 3 personal fouls. And now we got a foul called here on Marvin. Marvin ran in to Thomas Frames. Marvin picks up his 3rd. So now both Marvin and Wade Bonds with 3 fouls. Jake's going to come out of the ball game. Here comes Jason States back in there. Non-shooting situation is going to be Sioux Falls playing it in off of the near sideline. Grant gets the ball into the hands of Frames. Down to Hubbard at the free throw line. His shot over Vance is up there. It is no good. Tap try, no good, and a foul is called. On the tap, it's going to go on Grant for Sioux Falls. Lionel Grant now picks up his third foul. Cedric Seatfeld comes into the ball game now for Sioux Falls, replacing Grant. We have played 2 minutes here in the second half. Sioux Falls has got the lead over the Broncos now, 51-44. Hastings back with the ball. Jeremiah Slough goes over on the wing on the left side. They get it to Derek Fletcher. Down to Slough, now to Vance. Dumps it down low. That's it. Dawson with the ball. Dribbles into the lane. Jump pass goes down in the corner. To Slough. Takes it into the paint. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. High on the rebound is Howard. Deshaun Howard takes it to the right side. That's the Thomas Frames. Dribbles into the paint. Throws it to the near sideline. To Seatfeld. The shot for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Kyler Dawson. Dawson down to Slough into the forecourt. Comes out to Fletcher. Wide open for three. Takes the shot and misses. Rebound comes down to Howard, and he's fouled in the play. Fouled by Slough. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Broncos here in the second half. 17-25 to play. Sioux Falls has got the lead over the Broncos. It is 51-44. As Sioux Falls will play things in here in backcourt. Bringing it up, it'll be Thomas Frames. He's the guy who hit the three-pointer the other night to win the basketball game in the quarterfinals of this tournament against Northwestern. Here's Frames. He throws up a shot from the right side. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Dossett. Dossett now to Slough. Jeremiah hustles into the forecourt. Left-handed dribble. Comes to the left side of the floor now. They get it to Vance. Down the left wing. That's Kyler Dossett. Here's Fletcher on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Foster again grabs the rebound. Or rather, Howard. Deshaun Howard grabs the rebound. They get it to Frames. Here's the pass. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Fletcher. Gets it down to Slough. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouling the play. And Slough will go to the free throw line for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Deshaun Howard. That's going to be his first. Jeremiah Slough to the free throw line for Hastings with 16:48 to play. 51-44. Cougars have the lead. Slough has got 6 points in the ball game. 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. He'll get one more. That makes the score 51-45 in favor of Sioux Falls. David Maxwell comes back into the ball game now for the Cougars, replacing Kelly Hubbard. Slough will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That one is down through the hole. And the Broncos are back to within 5 points again. They've scored the last four, 51-46. Here's Thomas Frames with the ball now. They get it to Maxwell, now to Molloy. Back out here in 3 point territory to Seatfeld behind a screen. Moves it to the right side on the far sideline. Now he circles around back to the free throw line and the dribble. Now to Matt Molloy. Hastings College is in the man-to-man defense here. Here's Seatfeld. Now to Thomas Frames. Near sideline again to a David Maxwell. Back out to Frames for three. His shot rims off. No good. Dossett tips the ball. It is loose. It's picked up by Sioux Falls. Picked up by David Maxwell on the baseline, and Sioux Falls will have another chance here. 51-46. Hastings down by 5 points. Here's a Seatfeld with the ball to Maxwell, now to Molloy on the wing on the right side. Entry pass, they get it inside again to Howard. His shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to States. Jason States gets the rebound. Now the pass comes to the near sideline to Kyler Dossett. Dossett hesitates, dribbles to the free throw line. Jump pass down to Fletcher. Spins left side of the lane. Out to States. His shot from 12 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sioux Falls. That's Thomas Frames. He runs her back the other way, left-handed dribble. Pass to the far sideline to Molloy. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. A shot no good. Rebound Maxwell. Follow shot good, and he's fouled in the play. David Maxwell gets the field goal for Sioux Falls, and he'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Tyler Dossett is whistled for the personal foul. Second foul in Dossett. He's going to check out. Here comes McNerland into the ball game now. 53-46 is the score. The Broncos are down by 7 points. Dane Bacon comes into the ball game now for Fletcher. David Maxwell to the free throw line. He's got 4 points now in the contest. As Maxwell will toe the mark here. His shot is up and it is good. So he gets a three-point play. And Sioux Falls now leading by a score of 54-46. Their biggest lead has been 9 points. Same story for Hastings. There's a pass that's deflected out of bounds here by Ridgeway. Hastings had a 9-point lead back here at 28-19 in the first half. Sioux Falls has led 9 points at 51-42. Now 54-46. Here's Bontz. He goes to Slough in the lane. His shot is up and in. Bontz gets the assist, and Jeremiah Slough gets the field goal. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. It's 54-48. Hastings down by 6 points. And now here's a pass that's thrown out of bounds. David Maxwell not on the same page there with Matt Malloy on the far sideline. And Sioux Falls turns it over for the ninth time here this afternoon. 54-48. Hastings with a six-point deficit to make up here. Broncos have the ball. Dane Bacon comes out to Slough at the top of the key. Dribble penetration. Stops. Hands it away now to States. Now to Jeremiah again. Dumps it down low. States grabs the ball. Goes up. His shot is up and in as he scores against Howard. Jason States hits his first field goal of the ball game, and the Broncos back to within 4 points. 54-50. Sioux Falls has got the lead. Maxwell has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Goes to Malloy on the right sideline. Picked up there by Slough. Here's Frames with the ball now. Thomas Frames behind his screen. Moves it down the left side of the lane. Here's a shot off of the baseline. It's up and in. Thomas Frames scores. He's now got 7 points in the ball game, and now Sioux Falls wants to call a timeout. 14 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the basketball game from Sioux Falls. It's the Cougars 56, Hastings College 50. Let's check in at the Osborne Sports Complex. Tyson Urbanek.
Well, thanks, Mike. 10:41 left to play here. It's 51-44. Hastings College had an 11-point lead before it was reduced to a 6-point lead after 2 3-point field goals by Leslie Forrell. And then after that, Hastings College got the lead back up to this 51-44 one that we have now. In foul trouble, though, Ronnie Miller, the big guard that's been covering Lindsay Ducey. She has 3 fouls here at the 10:28 mark. Lindsay Ducey is the leading scorer with 21 points. Back to you, Mike.
All right, so the Hastings College women continue to lead back at the Osborne Sports Complex as we provide you with bonus coverage here this afternoon. Hastings College men on the road here in Sioux Falls, and the Broncos are trailing the Cougars of Sioux Falls, the number 2 seed here in the GPAC postseason tournament, 56-50. Hastings back with the ball on their offensive end. Here's Jeremiah Slough in the deep wing on the right side, trying to angle it toward the basket. He's cut off, comes out to Vance now for three. His shot is up there, top of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Maxwell. He is bumped by Slough, no foul called. Maxwell gets it away to Thomas Frames down the right sideline, cuts it to the center of the floor. Here's a jump pass down on the corner to Ridgeway. Now to Frames, inside to Hubbard, spins, puts up a shot, good, and he's fouled. Kelly Hubbard scores there for Sioux Falls. He's fouled in the play. Dane Bacon is hit with a personal foul here. That's the second foul, and Bacon, he's going to come out of the ball game now. Here comes Derek Fletcher into the ball game for Hastings. So it's now a 58-50 ball game. Hastings down by 8. Cedric Seafeld coming into the ball game now for the Cougars, replacing Deshaun Howard. So Kelly Hubbard to the free throw line. He's a 75% foul shooter in the season. 57 out of 76 coming into the ball game today. He is 2 for 2 from the line this afternoon. They're trying to make this a 3-point play as he eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. Down through the hole it goes. .07 to play. Tyler Dawson comes into the ball game now, replacing Jason States. 58-50 is the score. Check that. It should be 59-50. Now they chalk it up on the scoreboard. 59-50. Here's Fletcher. He tries to go down low on the block right side to Wade Bontz, and the ball is tipped out of his hands there by Frames of Sioux Falls. Slough will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Slough gets it to McNerland. His shot is up and in. Brett McNerland scores off of the inbounds pass from Jeremiah Slough. McNerland now with 6 points in the basketball game. Just like that, the Broncos back within 7 points, 59-52. Thomas Frames from the corner. Shot over Vance for three is no good. Rebound McNerland. Outlet pass comes on the near sideline to Fletcher. Brings it back on the dribble to the center of the floor. Fletcher now to Slough. Nearly travels. Jeremiah throws up a three. His shot good. Slough, a three-pointer. That's his first one today. He has now got 13 points in the ball game, and the Broncos back within 4 points. 59-55. Sioux Falls with the lead. Here's a seat foul with the ball down in the corner to Thomas Frames. Picked up there by Vance. Drives the baseline, goes for the hole. His shot is up and in. Thomas Frames scores. He's now got 9 points. Sioux Falls leading by 6. 61-55. Hastings with the ball. Slough on the wing on the right side. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Lob pass. Far sideline. They get it to Vance. Whistle stops play. Foul called. It's going to go on Thomas Frames of Sioux Falls. That's going to be his second. That's team foul number 3 on Sioux Falls here in this second half of play. Matt Malloy comes back into the ball game now, replacing Frames. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Hastings playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Slough just knocks it off of the back of Hubbard down there. Now gets the ball back out in three-point territory and hits the three-pointer. Jeremiah Slough hits another three. He's got 16 in the ball game, and it's now 61-58. Slough just tried to knock it off of the back of Hubbard. The score down there was deflected away, and Slough picks it up in three-point territory and hits the tray. 61-58. Here's Hubbard with the ball now offensively for Sioux Falls. Gets it away to Seatfeld. Bounce pass inside again to Hubbard. He's double-teamed. Hubbard jump pass to their sideline. That's Malloy with the ball. Dribbles inside, puts up a shot, no good, and he is hacked on the arm. And a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Fletcher. There he picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 5 on Hastings here in the second half. Matt Malloy goes back to the free throw line here for Sioux Falls. He's got 18 in the ball game, 3 out of 4 from the stripe. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Winner this ball game will move on to play in the GPAC postseason tournament championship game on Tuesday against either Dakota Wesleyan or Briar Cliff. Trying to get an update for you in that ball game. We had an early score with Briar Cliff out on top, but that was way early in the ball game. Here's a Matt Malloy. His second shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Fletcher. So it's 62-58. Hastings still down by 4 points with 12 and a half minutes to play here in this one. Fletcher has got it down to Slough, to Dane Bacon, who's back into the ball game. Bacon comes to Slough, puts a man in the air, fires up another three. His shot rims off, no good. Rebound tapped out of there. Seatfeld has got it down to Malloy. They bring it back 2-on-2. Malloy drives all the way to the basket. His shot, no good, and he's fouled in the play. Brett McNerland picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his third. So now Hastings getting into some foul trouble here. Vons has got 3. McNerland now with 3. Jake Marvin has got 3. To the free throw line for Sioux Falls will be Matt Malloy. He's got 19 points in the ballgame. His shot is up there. The shot is good. He'll get 2 shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. End of the ballgame now for Hastings is going to be Nate Olson, and Slough is going to check out. 63-58. Hastings trailing by 5 points here in the second half. Ridgeway will come out. Here comes Ronnell Grant back into the ballgame now for the Cougars. Matt Malloy will have one more. He is the number one scorer this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 19.8 points per ballgame. He's got 21 here this afternoon against Hastings. 64-58. Sioux Falls maintaining that 6-point lead. Here's Nate Olson with the ball to McNerland. Goes to the far sideline, down to Fletcher. Takes it down to the baseline. Bombs it inside to Jason States. Down to Nate Olson. Back outside to Fletcher for 3. A shot no good. Rebound Bacon down to the baseline. Goes back up. His shot is no good. Rebound Olson. Olson comes out to Fletcher. Fletcher in 3-point territory. Now to Bacon. Jump pass again to the far sideline to Olson. He drives. Puts up a shot. It's stripped away. And it's picked up here by Sioux Falls coming back the other way. With the ball is going to be Ronnell Grant. So Sioux Falls has got it with a 6-point lead, 64-58. Matt Malloy out here in 3-point territory works against Bacon. Now Fletcher picks him up on the switch out top. Bounce pass goes inside to David Maxwell. Spins on the baseline. It's cut off. Bounce pass down in the corner to Seatbelt. Back outside down to Grant. Inside they get it to Howard. Back out on the wing. A 3-pointer is thrown up there by Seatbelt. No good. Rebound comes down to Jason States of Hastings. States now to Olson. Now to Fletcher. Pulls up. 12-footer. Bingo. Derek Fletcher hits one for Hastings. He's now got 15 in the ball game, and the Broncos are back to within 4 points. Sioux Falls 64, Hastings 60. Here's a Matt Malloy with the ball now for Sioux Falls. Comes out between the rings. That's David Maxwell with it now. Maxwell to Grant. Grant on the wing here on the left side, picked up by Bacon of Hastings. Sends it on the high post. That's David Maxwell. Hands the ball away. Ronnell Grant drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot is no good, and another collision, and a foul is called on Hastings. That was McNerland who hit the deck, and he's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his 4th. So 4 fouls now on Brent McNerland. Going to the free throw line will be Ronnell Grant for Sioux Falls. He has not scored so far today. He is 0-1 from the free throw line, 73% foul shooter on the season. 64-60, Sioux Falls has got a 4-point lead. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Grant. Let's get a quick update on the Hastings College women's basketball game back at the Osborne Sports Complex with Tyson Urbanek.
Well, Mike, just 1 minute ago, it was a very close game, 55-54. Morningside had creeped their way back in. Warden only has 3 points in this first half, but Morningside's getting hot from three-point land. 4 three-point field goals, 2 from Lindsay Forrell and 2 from Laura Nelson. And Morningside crept back in this game, but a 6-0 run made it 61-54. A two-point field goal just happened by Morningside, so now it is 61-56, 6 minutes to go in the second half.
All right, we got 10 minutes to play here, 10 and some change as Grant hits his second free throw. Now it's a 65-60 ball game. Sioux Falls with a five-point lead. Broncos back with the ball. Here's Wade Bontz on the deep wing on the left side. Sioux Falls is playing the man-to-man defense right here. Here's States with it now out to a Derek Fletcher. Fletcher directing traffic out in three-point territory to Nate Olson. Now to Kyler Dawson. A shot from the elbow. In and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Howard. Deshaun Howard grabs another board there for Sioux Falls to the right sideline to Thomas Frames. Underneath the bucket, Hubbard. The shot is up and in. Kelly Hubbard scores on the transition there for Sioux Falls. He has now got 9 points in the ball game. Sioux Falls leading by 7, 67-60. Here's Olson, drives into the basket. His shot is up and in. First field goal of the ball game for Nate Olson as he takes the ball to the rack there for Hastings. 67-62. Broncos back to within 5 points. Sioux Falls back with the ball. Hastings in the man-to-man defense. Thomas Frames circles around inside the free throw circle. Jump pass down low, deflected, picked up by Howard. Howard gives it now to Grant, drives it down to the baseline, loses the ball, but it's knocked out of his hands there by Bontz. Sioux Falls will play things in. Ridgeway comes back in now for Sioux Falls, going out to Malloy. Here comes Marvin in for States. Jeremiah Slough comes in now for Nate Olson. 9:34 to play. Hastings down by 5 points, 67-62. Pass comes out to Ridgeway in three-point territory. Now on the wing to Thomas Frames. He holds the ball with Slough right in his face. Down to Ridgeway, and the baseline shot is up there. It's around the rim, falls off, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Hubbard coming into the tap there for Sioux Falls, but he cannot grab it before it goes out of bounds, and Hastings will come back the other direction. Good ball game here this afternoon. Neither team has been pulling away from the other one. 9 points has been the biggest lead for either team here today. So right now at 5 points at 67-62. Here's Bontz. His man falls down in the lane. His shot is up there. It's good. Wade Bontz now with 10 points in the basketball game, 67-64. Hastings within 3 points now. Just by the 9-minute mark now in the ball game. Ronnell Grant comes to Hubbard. Hubbard over on the left side, down to Ridgeway. Back out to the top of the key to Frames. High post. They get it there. The Hubbard, his shot is up there from the free throw line. No good. The ball tapped out. Bontz grabs it. Hastings can tie this ball game up with a 3-ball right here. Here's Fletcher with the ball for Hastings. Hands it away to Marvin. Now to Slough. Jeremiah out here in three-point territory. Takes it down to the baseline. He spins down there. And we got a foul called on Ridgeway. Jack Ridgeway picks up his third personal foul for Sioux Falls. 8 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Hastings trying to pull off the upset here today against the 17th-ranked team in the country, the University of Sioux Falls. 67-64. Sioux Falls has got the lead. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Hastings playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Slough will trigger things in for the Broncos. Jeremiah waiting for the ball. Now he gets it. Slough looking to go to Bontz right in front of the basket. The shot is up and in. Nice pass off of the inbound by Jeremiah Slough. Wade Bontz gets the field goal. Wade now with 12, and the Broncos are within one. 67-66. 8 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Here's a feed inside again to Howard. He's going to be fouled in the play. Deshaun Howard has caused the Broncos all kinds of problems here in this basketball game today. The foul is going to go on Jake Marvin. That's going to be his fourth. So Marvin now with 4. Brent McNerlin has got 4. And now coming back in is going to be Jason States. Marvin is going to check out. So Jason States back into the ball game now with 8 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Sioux Falls 67, Hastings 66. Deshaun Howard to the free throw line. 4 of 7 so far today. His shot is up there. It rims off, no good. Rebound Hastings. Howard has got 16 points, but he misses that one. Hastings back with the ball with a chance to pull ahead right here. Fletcher goes over to Wade Bontz on the deep wing on the left side. Picked up by Frames. Bontz loses control of the ball into the corner, but he saves it. Slough grabs it out near the 10-second line. Good job there by Bontz. Here's Jeremiah with the ball out here in three-point territory. Dribbling, takes it into the lane, and now some contact made, and a foul is going to be called. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Cougars. That's going to go on Matt Malloy. That's going to be his second. So 5 team fouls now on Sioux Falls. Non-shooting situation. Hastings again will play things in from the baseline. Jeremiah looks, comes out here to Jason States, now to Slough. Nice behind-the-back pass. They get it to States, and he blows the easy shot. Rebound, States, follow shot, good, and he's fouled. There's a highlight reel for you. Nice pass by Jeremiah Slough. He goes behind his back to States. He misses the first bunny. Stays after it. He got the ball on the opposite side of the basket and put it down through the hole, and he is fouled in the play. 4 points now for Jason States. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The foul is going to go on Kelly Hubbard of Sioux Falls. That's going to be his second. 68-67. Hastings College reclaims the lead here with 7 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the ballgame. Here's a shot by States from the line. Good. A big, big three-point play there by Jason States. It is now 69-67. Hastings with a two-point lead over the second-seeded Cougars here this afternoon. Thomas Frames with a ball on the wing. Comes out between the rings to Matt Malloy. Bounce pass inside to Maxwell. Maxwell goes up. His shot is no good. Rebound to Dossett. Dossett has got it for Hastings. Down to Derek Fletcher. Fletcher gets it away. Down to Dossett. Hustles into the forecourt. Kyler with the ball. Man-to-man defense for Sioux Falls. Here's Vance, 4-3. His shot is up there. He hits it. Wade Vance hits a three-pointer from a couple of feet behind the three-point arc. He's got 15 points. Hastings now with a five-point lead, 72-67. And now Sioux Falls wants to call a timeout. The Broncos have come storming back here in the second half after trailing by 9 points. Hastings with a five-point lead now with 7 minutes and 23 seconds to play, 72-67. Let's get a quick update from Lynn Frel Arena and Tyson Urbanek.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Right now, Hastings College is currently on a 6-0 run. They've built their lead back up to an 11-point lead here. Hastings College is 12-for-12 on their last free throws. Morningside has gotten in a little bit of a foul trouble with their two big forwards. 5'11 senior forward Ronnie Miller has three fouls, and 6-foot senior forward Brittany Williamson has four fouls. And the Broncos have used this to once again build this lead up to 67-56 with 3 minutes and 33 seconds left to play in the second half.
All right, 7:23 to play here in the men's contest. 72-67 is the score. Hastings College is on a 12-0 run, gang. In the past couple of minutes, Sioux Falls had built a 67-60 lead, but Hastings has scored the last 12 points of the ball game. The Broncos are out on top now by 5. 72-67. Jason States with a big three-point play in there for Hastings. Jeremiah Slough now in double figures. He's got 16 points. Wade Bonce has got 15. Derek Fletcher has got 15 points. Sioux Falls calling the timeout here as they will play things in off of the near sideline. Grant gets to the Frames. Frames now to Malloy, right side of the lane. Loses control of the ball. Picked up on the far sideline. Now drives it against Slough. His shot is up there and in. Matt Malloy scores there for Sioux Falls. He's now got 23 in the ball game, 72-69. Hastings with a three-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Jeremiah Slough out here in three-point territory, drives it down the right side of the lane, puts a man in the air, goes up with a shot, and he's hammered on the play. And it's going to be Slough going to the free-throw line here for the Broncos. He was fouled by number 5, Deshaun Howard. That's going to be his second. Slough to the line. He is 4-for-4 so far today, 16 points in the basketball game, 80% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up and in. He'll have one more. Slough is fourth in the conference in the free throw shooting category, knocking down 80% of his free throws. Next one is up there. It's good. He cans a couple right here. And Hastings back out to a five-point lead, 74-69, with 7 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Here's Malloy again for Sioux Falls, dribbling inside and then gets hung in the air, and his bounce pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by Dossett. Malloy had some indecision there whether or not to go up for the shot or pass it away. Decided to pass it away, and it was deflected out of bounds by Dossett of Hastings. 74-69, Broncos up by 5 points. Sioux Falls will play things in from deep in the corner. It's tipped away, but it's picked up again by Grant. Grant gets it out here to Kelly Hubbard. Now to Thomas Frames, to Hubbard, to Malloy. Now to Frames, deep in the corner on the left side as the Broncos stay with a man-to-man defense. Frames circles around, takes it to the basket. He is knocked down in the lane, and a foul is going to be called. The Broncos in some serious foul trouble here down the stretch. This foul goes on Kyler Dossett. That's going to be his third. Jake Marvin has got 4, Brent McNerland 4, Kyler Dossett 3, Wade Vance with 3. To the free throw line for Sioux Falls, Thomas Frames. He has got 9 points in the basketball game. His shot is up there. That one is no good. Sioux Falls as a team, the third best free throw shooting team in the conference, hitting 71%. Hastings is number one at 72%. But Frames misses one right there. 74-69, Hastings with a 5-point lead. Next shot by Frames is good. He hits 1 out of 2. 74-70. Hastings down with a 4-point lead with 6.5 minutes to play. Slough has got the ball for the Broncos. Slough at the top of the key. Cranks up a three-pointer and hits it. Jeremiah Slough from right at the top of the circle. Slough now with 21 in the ball game, and Hastings has opened up a seven-point lead. 77-70. Here's a Ronnell Grant with the ball. Out to a Matt Malloy behind a screen from Hubbard. Malloy drives it toward the hole and has the basketball stripped out of his hands by Dawson out of bounds. The Sioux Falls will play things in. Here's a Cedric Seatfeld with the ball now for Sioux Falls. Or actually, he's going to come into the ball game and he will actually inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own hole. 6-12 remaining here in the contest. Hastings leading by 7, 77-70. Here's Seatfeld for three. His shot is up there and hits it. Nobody out there defensively for Hastings. Seatfeld buries that one from the top of the key. That's his second tray of the day. He's got 6 points. 77-73. The Broncos still with a four-point lead. Slough at the free throw line. Puts a man in the air. Goes up with a shot and hits another one. Jeremiah now with 23 in the ball game. Hastings with a six-point lead. 79-73. Here's Matt Malloy, free throw line extended left side. They lob it inside to Howard. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Seatfeld. His foul shot up there, no good. Rebounded again by Hubbard. He goes back up, and he's fouling the play. Three shots at the bucket right there for the University of Sioux Falls against Hastings. Foul's going to go on Dossett. That's going to be his fourth. Again, Sioux Falls really dominated the boards in the first half. They out-rebounded Hastings 22-11. And they're keeping that pace up here in the second half. Going to the free throw line is going to be Kelly Hubbard for Sioux Falls. Hubbard has got 9 points in the ball game. He is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. He'll have two shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Hubbard looks up there. The shot is good. He'll have one more. Here comes McNerland into the ball game now. Hubbard is a 6'4" junior from Carson, California. He'll have another shot that makes the score 79-74. The winner plays in the GPAC postseason championship ball game on Tuesday night. Here comes the next shot. It is good. Hubbard now with 11, 79-75. Hastings leading. Here's Slough again, open for three, and he hits another one. Jeremiah Slough is absolutely on fire for Hastings. He's got 26. And Hastings now leading by the score of 82-75. Here's Cedric Seatfeld now for Sioux Falls. Comes out to Grant, drives it toward the hole. His shot's going to be blocked down from behind by Brent McNerland. McNerland grabs it for Hastings now to Slough. Slough spins in the lane, takes it to the hole. His shot left-handed, it's good. Jeremiah scores again. He's now got 28 in the ball game, and now the ball gets away momentarily. We're going to have to retrieve that. Hastings now with a 9-point lead. Matches their biggest lead of the ball game. Jeremiah Slough is absolutely putting the team on his shoulders here in this basketball game in the last couple of minutes. Slough just knocking down shot after shot after shot. 84-75, Hastings with a lead. Under 5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Here's Thomas Frame circling around, takes it down the lane. Contact made, goes up with a shot, it's no good. Rebound, foul shot up and in. Deshaun Howard gets the offensive board on the putback. He's now got 18. 84-77. Hastings with the lead. 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Here from the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls this afternoon. Jeremiah Slough with the ball. Out here in three-point territory, Sioux Falls is in a man-to-man defense. Ronnell Grant is picking up Slough. Now the ball is going to be tapped away. We got a foul called, a kicking violation called. A kicking violation called in Sioux Falls on Deshaun Howard. Had a double team on Jeremiah. He was in some trouble out here, dribbling with the ball, and Howard got in there and kicked the ball loose. Well, Hastings will play things in on the near sideline. 4:24 to play in the ball game. No, now they're going to call a personal foul. They're going to call a personal foul on Howard. So Slough goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. It wanted to rattle out of there, but dropped down through the hole. Jeremiah has now got 29 points in the basketball game today. Of course, his season high, the 61. They put it up against Midland earlier this year. Second shot is good. Slough now with 30, and the Broncos have a 9-point lead. 86-77 with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here's Seatfeld for three. His shot good. Cedric Seatfeld hits his third three-pointer in the ball game. He's now got 9, 86-80. Broncos have the lead, 4:07 to play. Here's Slough with the ball. He gets away again. Dribbles into the lane. Jump pass to the far side to Voss, and he hits one from a different area code to the far sideline. Wade Voss nails one for Hastings from three. He's got 18 points in the ball game. And now Lance Creech wants to call a timeout. 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the contest. We'll take a break. Nope, let's go to Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings has got the lead here, 89-80 over Sioux Falls. Let's check in with Tyson Irvani.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Just 30 seconds left to go. Hastings has built up a 12-point lead. Lindsay Ducey, an outstanding day today. She has 30 points today for the Hastings College Broncos. They built their lead up to 13. One free throw by Tanea Warden here has made it a 12-point game. Tanea Warden has 21 points. She's just picked up her fourth foul. And the Hastings College Broncos now at the other end of the free throw line. They're cruising. Looks like they'll go on to play in the final. They are up 74-62, 30 seconds left to go.
All right, hang in there, Tyson. We'll get back to you for the conclusion of that, baby, and let you know the final score of that outcome. But it looks like Hastings College is going to win on the women's side of things. If this score holds up, we don't want to look too far ahead, but if this score holds up, Hastings will host both GPAC championship games if Dakota Wesleyan loses today. We'll try to get an update on that game. We had an early score of 16-14, Briar Cliff. That's on the men's side of things. Northwestern was rolling in the other women's semifinal game. They had a 20-point lead over Briar Cliff at halftime, 51-31. 89-80 is our score here. Hastings with a 9-point lead with 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the contest. And now we've got the problems here at the scores table. They've got both all three officials over here now with Lance. Trying to figure out who's supposed to get the ball, I think. We're looking at the scorer's book. Lance seems to be pleased. He walks back to the bench. The score is 89-80. Hastings with a 9-point lead. 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in this one. The Broncos trying to upset the 17th-ranked team in the country here this afternoon in the semifinals of the GPAC postseason tournament. Sioux Falls, the number 2 seed. Hastings, the number 3 seed. Sioux Falls quickly back with the ball. Frames drives for the hole. His shot is up there and in. Thomas Frames scores. He's now got 12 points in the ball game, 89-82. Hastings with a 7-point lead. The Broncos need to knock down some shots here down the stretch. Brent McNerlin out in 3-point territory. Sioux Falls in the man-to-man defense. McNerlin gets away, drives it to the hole, and he's fouled into play as he goes tumbling out of bounds into the student body section of Sioux Falls. That's not a place to go tumbling out of bounds. The foul is going to go here on the seat belt. That's going to be his first. Brent McNerlin to the free throw line for Hastings. He's got 6 points in the ball game, 89-82. Hastings with a 7-point lead. McNerlin looks up there. His shot good as he looks into the students right behind the basket. McNerlin, a 57% foul shooter on the season. That's his first attempt here this afternoon. McNerlin had 10 the other day in the ball game against Dort. 90-82. Hastings with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. Tyler Dossett coming back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing McNerlin. 91-82. Hastings College with a lead with 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play. Here's Sioux Falls back with the ball. Matt Malloy behind a double screen moves it right to left across the top of the key but can't throw up a shot. Malloy takes it back to the wing on the right side to Seatfeld. Down in the corner to Frames. Thomas Frames holds it there against Slough, drives the baseline, and then runs into Dossett, and a blocking foul on Kyler Dossett. That was close. Frames dribbles right into Dossett, who had the baseline actually shut off down there, and Dossett is fouled out of the basketball game. Dossett leads with 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Leads with 9 points, all nine in the first half. To the free throw line now for Sioux Falls will be Thomas Frames. He has got 12 points in the ball game, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. That is the 10th team foul on Hastings. So Sioux Falls will have a couple of shots right here. 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play in this one. Thomas Frames looks up there. Free throw, good. End of the ball game now for Sioux Falls will be David Maxwell. Going out will be Deshaun Howard. 91-83, Hastings out on top. The Broncos, the number one scoring team of the GPAC, averaging 84 points per ball game. They're over that today. Here comes the next shot from the line. Good by Frames. He's now got 14 in the ball game. Here comes Nate Olson into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Jason States. So Hastings now going with a smaller lineup with both the States and Marvin on the bench. 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play, 91-84. Hastings hanging on to a 7-point lead. The Broncos have come from 9 points down here in the second half. Here's Bontz with the ball. Bontz works against Frames, gets it into the offensive scoring zone. Sioux Falls is in a man-to-man defense. Here's a bounce pass to Slough. Gets away, dribbles into the lane, goes up with a shot. It's up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to David Maxwell. Maxwell gets it away to Thomas Frames. Frames also in the forecourt. Now to Seatfeld for three. His shot good. Frederick Seatfeld hits his third three-pointer. He's now got 12 points in the ballgame, 91-87. Hastings with a four-point lead now with 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Broncos come back with the ball. Here's a Slough. Deep wing on the left side. Sioux Falls in a man-to-man defense. Jeremiah Slough dribbling out here in the three-point territory. 19 left in the shot clock. Slough lobs it here to Fletcher. Brings it back to Slough on the near sideline. Picked up by Seatfeld. Now to Fletcher. Now to Wade. Bontz for three. His shot is no good, and he is knocked down on the far sideline. Bontz is knocked down out here in three-point territory, and he's going to get three shots here as he was fouled into play by David Maxwell. So Bontz will go to the free throw line for Hastings for three shots with 2:21 to play. So Wade will toe the mark for the first time here this afternoon. Bontz so far in the ball game has got 18 points. 80% foul shooter. His shot is good. And the Broncos shooting into the student body section for Sioux Falls, who are on their feet right behind the basket. The made free throw gives Hastings a five-point lead, 92-87. Next one is up there. It's good. Bontz was fouled out in three-point territory on the far sideline by David Maxwell. He'll have three shots. He'll have one more here. 93-87. Here comes States back into the ball game now, replacing Nate Olson. 93-87, Hastings with the lead. Here comes the next shot by Bontz. That one is good. He hits three crucial free throws there, and Hastings now with a seven-point lead, 94-87. Here comes Sioux Falls quickly with the ball. Matt Malloy lobs it down low to Seatfeld. His shot is up there and in. They go back door, and Frederick Seatfeld scores. He's now got 14 in the ball game, 94-89. Hastings leading by 5 points now with 2 minutes to play here in the ball game. Jeremiah just dribbles with the ball here as he brings it across the 10-second line. Works out top against Matt Malloy. Jeremiah looks up at the clock. We're down to a minute and 50 seconds to play. 15 on the shot clock. Jeremiah directing some traffic. Wants his screen set up. He does. Now he works it to the left side. Slough into the lane. Kicks it out here to Wade Bontz. He takes it to the paint. Bontz fall away. Jumper falling down. His shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Sioux Falls. Down the far sideline to Thomas Frames. Frames takes it to the hole. He's going to be fouled here by Bontz. Bontz is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. And now going to the free throw line will be Thomas Frames. A minute and 29 seconds to play here in the basketball game. It's 94-89. Hastings with the lead, but Thomas Frames is at the free throw line. He's 3 of 4 for the line today. He'll have two shots. His shot is up there. That one dances around and goes down through the hole. Nate Olson into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Jason States. And now head coach Lance Creech wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls the timeout. 1 minute, 29 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 94, Sioux Falls 90.
Local and area athletes, teams, and coaches shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection of shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, caps, equipment, accessories, stadium seats, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
1 minute, 29 seconds to play. Hastings out on top of the University of Sioux Falls here in the semifinals of the GPAC postseason tournament. The score is 94-90. We'll get you the final score for Hastings College. The Bronco women running just a couple of minutes ahead of us. Tyson will stand by there. We'll get a complete recap of the Hastings College women's ball game. The Broncos were leading at the last check. Thomas Frames to the free throw line. His second one is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. So the Broncos with a four-point lead. This is a big possession right here. Broncos with a four-point lead. A minute 20 left in the ball game as Slough comes into the offensive scoring zone against Malloy. Slough dribbling with the ball. Comes to Fletcher here on the near sideline. Derrick with his back to the basket. Fletcher puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory as he works against Kelly Hubbard. Fletcher comes over to Slough. Slough trying to dribble inside the ring. Can't do it. Now takes it into the paint. Goes for the basket. His shot is up there. He hits it. Jeremiah Slough gets the field goal. He's now got 32 points in the ball game. Hastings now out on top on a score of 96-90 over Sioux Falls. And now we got a foul called. A blocking foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Slough. That's going to be his second. And that's going to send Sioux Falls back to the free throw line. 96-90. Hastings with a six-point lead over the University of Sioux Falls. The winner moves on to the championship ball game on Tuesday against either Dakota Wesleyan or Briarcliff. Those two teams are playing today in Mitchell. If Briarcliff is able to win that ball game, Hastings would host the championship if they can hang on. The Hastings College women already going to be hosting the championship on Tuesday night. They'll take on either Northwestern or Briarcliff. Northwestern had a 20-point lead over the Chargers on the women's side of things at halftime. So they're mopping up where Jeremiah went down in the lane. Going to the free throw line again will be Thomas Frames. He'll have two shots here. Frames with 15 in the ballgame. Hastings with a 6-point lead. The shot is up there. It's good by Frames. Coming up after the ballgame, we'll name our player of the game here in the Sioux Falls and then our coach's postgame show before we get out of here. 96-91 is the score. Thomas Frames will have one more. It's in the air. That one is good. Well, the last time we came up here a couple of years ago, Jeremiah hits the shot from half court to force an overtime session, and then Hastings went on to win in OT. We got a four-point differential right now, 96-92, with 55 seconds to play here in this one. Fletcher will play things in again to Slough. So Hastings with the ball. Here's Jeremiah with it as he gets it into the offensive zone. He's working out there against Kelly Hubbard now. 20 seconds still left in the shot clock, 40 seconds on the game clock. Jeremiah Slough is dribbling with the ball out here near the 10-second line. He wants to clear everything out of here. Jeremiah just wants to take a one-on-one here. He's got Malloy in his face now. Here's Slough. Takes it inside the free throw. Circle is going to be swatted away. Jeremiah down on the floor. He grabs it, goes to Voss, and his shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. It's blocked out of bounds with 19 seconds left. The shot clock is reading zero right now. And now the official's running over here to check with the scoreboard operator. And it's going to be a shot clock violation on Hastings. Slough had the ball tipped away inside the free throw circle. Slough got to the bottom of the stack and flips the ball to Wade Bontz. He then drives it down the right side of the lane. And I thought his shot was blocked out of bounds. And that was the case. But a shot clock violation as we're down to zero on the shot clock. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. 19.8 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings leading 96-92. Let's get a quick update from Tyson Irvonik at Lynn Farrell Arena.
Well, Mike, I'll keep it quick here as we've got a lot of fans still in the arena waiting for you to finish your call there. Hastings College held Morningside to only 10 points in the final 7 minutes and 46 seconds. They went on to win 76-62. Lindsay Ducey, the leading scorer, with 30 points. And Alicia Statler had a double-double, 14 points and 16 rebounds. But once again, Hastings College wins 76-62.
All right, back here in Sioux Falls. So the Bronco women will host the championship ball game on Tuesday night. Time will be determined later. Hastings will play either Northwestern or Briarcliff in that one. The Hastings College men trying to secure a championship berth here. Hastings with a four-point lead. 96-92, but Sioux Falls will have the ball. 19.8 seconds to play. Broncos have come from 9 points down here in the second half. Hastings had a 9-point lead in the first half. Hastings trailed at halftime 45-42. Jeremiah Slough has got 32 points for Hastings in this ballgame today. And now Hubbard will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Hastings is going to apply some pressure back here with McNerlin. They get it to a Thomas Frames down the near sideline. Into the offensive zone with 17 to play. Thomas Frames on the wing. Frames throws up a three. A shot good. Thomas Frames buries a three-pointer and a timeout. Sioux Falls. Thomas Frames, he did it the other night in the ball game against Northwestern, hitting a three with 0.7 seconds to play to give Sioux Falls the 94-93 win over the Red Raiders. And he comes back here, hits a three-pointer with 11.6 seconds remaining here in the basketball game. We'll take a quick break with a score. Hastings 96, Sioux Falls 95.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hits a three-pointer with 11.6 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, the Pole Sioux falls within 1 point of Hastings. It is 96-95. Broncos have a one-point lead. The Broncos will inbound here in backcourt. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Sioux Falls, and we have a jump ball. Nate Olson will inbound the ball for Hastings. Olson works the baseline, gets it into Wade Bontz. Bontz is now going to be fouled immediately there by Malloy, and that's going to send Wade to the free throw line. So Matt Malloy is going to be guilty of a personal foul. That's going to be his third. And now Wade Bontz will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Bontz, 3 of 3 today. Three shots a few minutes ago. Bontz has got 21 in the ballgame. And again, the student body section for the University of Sioux Falls located right behind the basket. Bontz will have two shots here. Shot is up there. No good by Bontz. Wade is a 80% foul shooter, and he misses this one. Hastings leading by one. Bontz's second free throw good. So he hits one out of two from the free throw line. 97-95, 8 seconds to play. Here comes Sioux Falls back the other way. A shot by Malloy is good as he banks one home. 5 seconds to go, 4.5 seconds to go, and now a timeout. We are tied up at 97 points apiece. As Matt Malloy just dribbles down the lane, took it to the hole there for Sioux Falls to tie up the ball game. Hastings will have one final chance here. 4.5 seconds to play. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 97, Sioux Falls 97.
Everybody loves a sale, and CPI Mr. Tire announces their unbelievable tractor tire sale. Co-op pivot tires built for a longer life as low as $120 in the 11-2 by 24 4-ply. The Agra Radial 3, performance that can reduce downtime and fuel cost, is only $770 in the 18-4 R38 size. The 10x16 8-ply Farm Master front tractor tire, only $130. All prices cash and carry, so hurry into your area CPI Mr. Tire.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 4.5 seconds to play here at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls. Hastings 97, Sioux Falls 97. Thomas Frames hitting a field goal for Sioux Falls, hitting a three-pointer to pull the Cougars within 1 point. Bontz makes one out of two free throws to give Hastings a two-point advantage. And then Malloy comes down and gets a driving layup to tie up this ball game, 97-97. Hastings now with 4.5 seconds to play. They come out, and now we got another timeout called here as Sioux Falls just wanted to see what Hastings was going to line up in. The Broncos had four guys that were stretched out across the free throw line from sideline to sideline. And Sioux Falls will burn a timeout here. 4.5 seconds to play. We'll take another break with a score. Hastings 97, Sioux Falls 97.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Save on Whirlpool, Maytag, and Amana appliances during the President's Day Savings Event at Rogers Incorporated. There's no interest for 12 months and no down payment and low monthly payments on a qualifying Whirlpool purchase. Plus, get up to $425 on a MasterCard prepaid card by mail with the purchase of select Energy Star qualifying Maytag and Whirlpool appliances. Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
4.5 seconds to play, 97-97. Sioux Falls calling that last timeout. The Broncos still huddled around Lance Creech. Now here they come. Well, who's going to take the final shot? Jeremiah did it here the last time. He's had the hot hand today. 32 points. Nate Olson will inbound the ball for Hastings. Again, four guys stretched across the free throw line. Olson works the baseline. Olson looks to get it in. Does to Brett McNerland. Down the left sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. The ball tapped away. It is loose, and we're going to overtime. A shot from backcourt goes sailing wide, and we are going to overtime here this afternoon as Brett McNerland had the ball tapped out of his hands, and it was loose. And the clock expires, so we're heading to overtime here this afternoon. Well, we got a chance. Let's check in one more time with Tyson Urbanek. He's at the Lynn Farrell Arena. Tyson?
Hey, Mike, a lot of fans just holding their breath over there in that last 3 seconds they were staying with you for this Hastings College men's final. Going to overtime, what a good game there. Hastings College, like I had mentioned earlier, held Morningside to only 10 points in the last 7 minutes and 46 seconds. They went on to win today by the score of 76-62 over Morningside Mustangs, a team that had beaten them the last two matchups, the only team that had beaten them in the GPAC so far this season, and also beat them in the NAIA National Championship last season. Meanwhile, for Hastings College, Lindsay Ducey leads the way with 30 points. Alicia Statler with 14. She had a double-double, 14 points and 16 rebounds. And Kim Fayman with 16 points. And here's a stat for you, Mike. 12 for 12 from the free throw line when it mattered. Clutch free throw shooting from Kim Fayman. So once again, Hastings College wins this game 76-62 over the Morningside Mustangs. Back to you in overtime.
All right, thanks for the bonus coverage here this afternoon at Lynn Farrell Arena. The Hastings College women enter the championship ball game now, as they will play on Tuesday night. Northwestern had a lead over Briar Cliff in the other women's semifinal, 92-69, with about a minute and 30 seconds remaining. So it'll be Hastings, the number one seed, against the number two seed Northwestern for the GPAC postseason championship on the women's side. We are in overtime now this afternoon, and Sioux Falls controls the opening tip here in this overtime session. Matt Malloy circles around, takes it into the lane, and now we got a palming violation on Malloy as he was trying to work for position down the paint there. And a turnover on Sioux Falls. That's their 10th of the ball game. We are tied up at 97 points apiece. As we start this overtime session, it's a five-minute OT. Jeremiah Slough brings the ball up. Now remember, Hastings has got several guys in foul trouble here. Here's Slough at the top of the key. Puts a man in the air, but can't go up for the shot. Goes off to McNerland. Down to Slough. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Comes back out on the baseline on the right side. And now out into three-point territory. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Frames. Thomas Frames runs her back the other way for the University of Sioux Falls. Down the right sideline. Drives for the hole. A shot is up there. Good. Thomas Frames scores for Sioux Falls. He's now got 22 in the ball game. Wade Vance at the other end. His shot is up and in. Vance gets behind the defense. Hastings gets him the ball, and Wade gets his 23rd and 24th points. So now we're tied up again at 99 points apiece. Here's a Matt Malloy with the ball. Comes out to Thomas Frames. Frames behind the screen. Frames moves it to the left side of the wing. Still dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Slough. There's Malloy inside the free throw circle. Gives it back to Frames. 14 left in the shot clock. Hastings 99, Sioux Falls 99. Matt Malloy goes to the far sideline. The Maxwell, not a Malloy, dribbles inside the lane. His shot is up there, off balance, no good. Rebound comes down to McNerland. Brent McNerland just the ball away to Slough. 3:38 to play in overtime. Tied up at 99 points apiece. Jeremiah Slough comes out now to Derek Fletcher. Fletcher dribbling with the ball, stops, lobs it down low. Slough grabs the ball. He goes up, and he's hammered on the play as Slough is knocked down. Thomas Frames and Maxwell were both there as Slough grabs the ball deep in the lane. And a foul is going to go on Thomas Frames. That's going to be his third. So Jeremiah Slough to the free throw line. He is 8 out of 8 from the line this afternoon. 32 points in the ball game for the former Donovan Trumbull Cardinal. Slough will have two shots here. His shot is no good. Slough will get one more. End of the ball game. Now Cedric Seatfeld for Sioux Falls. We're tied up at 99 points apiece here in the semifinals of the GPAC postseason tournament from the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls today. Next shot is good, so he hits 1 out of 2. Hastings 100, Sioux Falls 99, second straight game. The Broncos have been over the 100-point mark. They beat Dort the other night, 106-101. On the high post, here's Deshaun Howard down in the corner to Frames for three. Shot good. Thomas Frames hits the three from deep in the right corner. He's now got 25 in the ball game, and Sioux Falls is out on top, 102-100. Slough gets it out here to Wade Vance. Vance spins right at the top of the three-point circle. His pass deflected. Vance picks it back up and shoots and scores in the lane. Wade Vance scoring for Hastings. Vance now with 26. Now we're tied up at 102 points apiece with 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play in OT. Here's Thomas Frames with the ball. Now to Matt Malloy on the far sideline. Goes down in the corner again. That's Frames with it. As he drives it against Slough, goes jump pass to the corner. Hubbard for three. Shot good. Kelly Hubbard hits the three. He's now got 14. And Sioux Falls now with a 105-102 lead over Hastings. There's Jeremiah with the ball for Hastings. Man-to-man defense here for Sioux Falls. The Marvin is passed down. Low is going to be intercepted. Taken away there as they try to get it down to McNerland. And the ball was intercepted by Sioux Falls. Hastings turns it over with 2:16 to play. 105-102. Now Slough gets a steal. Jeremiah brings it back 2-on-1 to Fletcher. His shot up there and in. Hastings gets the steal right at the 10-second line as Slough took it away from Seatbelt. 105-104. Hastings down by a point. We're down to 2 minutes to play in overtime. Here's the Thomas Frames with the ball. And let's see, we got a foul called on Slough reaching in. Jeremiah picks up his third personal foul. So Slough's now got three. Wade Bontz with four. Dawson is fouled out. Brent McNerland with four. Jake Marvin with four. Thomas Frames back to the free throw line. He's 6 out of 8 today. Got 25 points. His shot is up there good. 106-104. Sioux Falls with a 2-point lead now in overtime. Sioux Falls had a 3-point lead at halftime, 45-42. The second shot is going to be no good. It rattles out of there. So it's a 2-point ball game. Hastings with the ball. A minute 53 to play as Slough comes into the offensive zone. Over to Vance here on the wing on the right side. Vance dribbles with the ball, takes it to the top of the key. Now to Slough on the wing. Slough dribbling with it, circles around, stomps inside the free throw circle, backs it out into 3-point territory. 16 left on the shot clock. Slough gets the ball now to Marvin, to Jeremiah. Puts it on the floor again, dribbles to the top of the key, comes over here to McNerland, now to Slough. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Slough down the right side of the lane, goes for the hole, shot is up and in. Jeremiah takes it to the hole and scores. He has now got 35 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 106. 118 to play in overtime. Here's Matt Malloy for Sioux Falls. Goes down in the corner to Frames. Frames double team, dribbles out of there. Frames still with the ball. Now penetrates to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Seatfeld. Seatfeld now to Frames. 104 to play. 16 left on the shot clock. Thomas Frames dribbling with the ball against Jeremiah. Three-pointer. Good. Thomas Frames from a couple of feet behind the three-point circle. Hits a three ball. 109 to 106. Hastings now trailing by 3 points with 50 seconds to play. Slough with the ball for the Broncos. He'll crank up a three-pointer. Shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. It goes out of bounds. Was it tip? Now the officials, let's see, they look. Was it tip? They're going to give the ball to Hastings. And the Sioux Falls coaching staff is absolutely going berserk. And now the officials are going to huddle down here underneath the basket. They're going to say it was tipped out of Jeremiah's hand. So instead of an air ball, that one was tipped. And Hastings will get to play things in. From underneath their own basket. 44.3 seconds to play. Slough will play things in, and I'll tell you what, the coaching staff here for Sioux Falls, Chris Johnson, in his second year as the head coach at Sioux Falls, really giving the official a piece of his mind here as he comes to the scores table to check on some things. 109 to 106. Thomas Frames hitting a three-pointer there for Sioux Falls to give the Cougars the lead. The Hastings with a chance here. 44 seconds to play in overtime. Slough gets it out to Vance. Vance dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Vance moves it to the left. Now to Jeremiah. Takes it into the lane. Throws up a shot. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound Marvin. He loses the ball out of bounds. Was it tapped out? Yes, it was. It was knocked out of his hands there by Kelly Hubbard. So now Hastings will play things in again underneath their own hoop with 32.8 seconds to play. 109-106. Hastings down by 3 points here in the overtime session. Slough will inbound the ball for Hastings underneath his own basket. Looks, goes in the lane there to Marvin. Marvin goes up, it's tipped away, it's picked up by McNerland, and his shot is up and in. Brent McNerland scores, 109 to 108. Hastings down by a point with 26 seconds to play. Now we get a foul in backcourt and Slough. And that's going to send Sioux Falls back to the free throw line. Slough picks up his fourth. 109-108. Going to the free throw line again is going to be Thomas Frames. 7 out of 10 from the free throw line of this ball game. He's got 29 points for Sioux Falls. He'll have 2 shots here. First one is in the air. That one is good. 110 to 108. Ronnell Grant into the ball game now. Cedric Seatfeld checks out. We're in overtime this afternoon, and Sioux Falls has now got a 2-point lead, 110 to 108 over Hastings. Next shot is up there. It is no good. Rebound by Hastings, 110 to 108, 25 seconds to play. Broncos have the ball. Here's Fletcher with it now for Hastings. Fletcher out to Slough. Breslau brings it to Wade Vance, brings it back to Jeremiah, penetrates inside. Jeremiah puts a man in the air in the lane. His shot is going to be no good. Ball is tapped down. It is picked up here by Ronnell Grant, and he's fouled here in backcourt on Slough. Jeremiah took it into the lane and missed the shot for Hastings. And now he fouls out of the basketball game. 7 seconds to play in the basketball game here in overtime. Slough fouls out with 35 points. 31 coming in the second half. 110 to 108 is the score. Hastings down by two. Slough misses the field goal in the lane that would have tied it up. And now Vance wants to call a timeout. 7.1 seconds to play. Sioux Falls going to be shooting some free throws. When we come back, it's Hastings trailing Sioux Falls. It's the Cougars 110, the Broncos 108.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson to join now.
1230 KHAS.
7.1 seconds to play in overtime this afternoon. 110-108. Sioux Falls with a two-point lead. Cougars will have some free throws. And Jeremiah Slough is now on the bench for Hastings with five personal fouls. Tyler Dawson is also fouled out of the ballgame. That was at the 3:16 mark of regulation. Slough had a chance to tie things up. A shot in the lane, kind of an off-balance shot that would not go. Hastings could not grab the rebound. And then Slough commits his fifth personal foul back here in backcourt. Going to the free throw line for Sioux Falls is going to be Ronnell Grant. He is a 73% foul shooter on the season. Grant is one out of two so far today. That's his only point. And he'll go to the free throw line for two shots right here. Pretty well ice his baby away. First one is up there. Good. 111 to 108. It's a three-point lead. Ronnell Grant will have one more. This one is up there. That one is good. Two crucial free throws. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Wade Vance. Hustles into the forecourt. A three-pointer thrown up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound loose. It's finally taken down here by Hubbard, and he's fouled into play with 1.3 seconds to play. Going to go on Jake Marvin. That's going to be his fifth. So Marvin fouls out of the ball game now with 1.3 seconds to play in OT. Marvin is going to leave with 2 points. So Ronnell Grant hitting a couple of free throws with 7.6 seconds to play to make it 112 to 108. And now going to the free throw line for Sioux Falls is going to be Kelly Hubbard. With 1.3 seconds remaining, Sioux Falls has got a four-point lead. Hubbard will toe the mark here. His shot is up, and his shot is good. He's now 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. 113 to 108. The Broncos going to come up short here this afternoon. Next shot is up there. It's short. Rebounded here by Hastings. Trevor Hallmeyer, he throws it the length of the floor, and that is the ball game. The University of Sioux Falls knocks off Hastings College this afternoon in overtime. The final score, the Cougars 113, the Broncos 108. So now Hastings will have to play the waiting game, and they're going to hope to secure one of the at-large berths to the NAIA National Tournament in Point Lookout, Missouri. Hastings was on the bubble coming in, and definitely a good performance here today against Sioux Falls, but they're going to come up short by 5, 113 to 108, so they'll have to wait and see now until next week whether or not their season comes to an end or not. The Broncos now officially 23-8 on the season. Sioux Falls will improve to 23-8. They will move on to the championship ball game on Tuesday night, and they will take on Dakota Wesleyan if they were able to win here this afternoon in a ball game in Mitchell. Sioux Falls wins it in overtime today over Hastings College, 113 to 108. We'll be back with a recap right after this.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the University of Sioux Falls went in here this afternoon. Men's College Basketball, the semifinals of the GPAC postseason tournament. They beat Hastings in overtime. Final score of 113-108. Hastings had a 9-point lead in the first half, trailed at halftime 45-42. Sioux Falls had a 9-point lead in the second half. Hastings battled back. We were tied up at 97 points apiece at the end of regulation. Thomas Frames hitting a 3-pointer to give Sioux Falls the lead for good at 109-106. Brent McNerland then getting a field goal for Hastings to make it 109-108. Sioux Falls hitting a free throw to make it 110-108. Jeremiah Slouden missing a field goal in the lane for Hastings. Rebounded by Sioux Falls. They were fouled in the play. They hit some free throws down the stretch. And Sioux Falls wins it here this afternoon, 113-108 over Hastings College in the semifinals of this postseason tournament. Hastings ended up shooting 54% from the floor today. 39 out of 72. 8 out of 21 and 3-pointers for 38%. 22 out of 25 from the free throw line for 88%. Sioux Falls was 36 out of 68 today for 52%. They were 11 out of 21 from 3-point territory for 52%. And Sioux Falls shot 44 free throws in the ball game today. They were 30 out of 44 from the free throw line for 68%. The rebounding war was won by Sioux Falls today, 41-34, including 13-6 on the offensive end. Hastings did not have an offensive rebound in the first half. Hastings with only 8 turnovers in the ball game today. Sioux Falls had 12. But Sioux Falls wins it by a score of 113-108 over Hastings College in overtime today. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings, Jeremiah Slough ends up with 35 points in the basketball game in what could be his final game as a Bronco. Depending on what happens with the national tournament next week, Slough finishes with 35, 31 of those in the second half of play. Wade Bontz, 26 points in the ball game today. Also in double figures was Brent McNerland. He finishes with 10. The other scorers for Hastings, Kyler Dossett had 9 points. He fouled out with 3:16 remaining in regulation. 5 points for Jason States. 2 points for Jake Marvin. 2 points for Dane Bacon. 2 points for Nate Olson. The University of Sioux Falls, they were led by Thomas Frames. He scores 30 points in the basketball game. He had just 2 points at halftime. He had 28 in the second half. Matt Malloy had 25. Deshaun Howard had 18. Cedric Seafeld had 14. Kelly Hubbard had 15. Ronnell Grant had 3. Jack Ridgway had 3. David Maxwell had 5. Again, Sioux Falls wins it over Hastings College this afternoon. Final score of 113-108 in overtime. Now stay tuned for the player of the game. The coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson to join now.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by Witt Plumbing and by the Hastings Tribune.
Hey, welcome back to the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls this afternoon. Hastings College dropping one to Sioux Falls, 113-108 in overtime. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Jeremiah Slough leading the way for Hastings. He had 35 points in the ball game. Wade Bonds had 26. Derek Fletcher had 17 points in the contest today, leading the Broncos in this ball game this afternoon. Brent McNerland also in double figures. Nearly missed a double-double with 10 points and 7 rebounds. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Our player of the game for Hastings College today will be Jeremiah Slough, as he ends up with 35 points in the basketball game. He had 31 in the second half of play for Hastings College. Slough was 11 out of 22 from the floor, 4 out of 9 from three-point territory, hit 9 out of 11 from the free throw line, pulls down 3 rebounds. As the 35 points, had 7 assists and 2 steals. He played 40 minutes here this afternoon for Hastings College before fouling out in the overtime session with 7 seconds to play. Jeremiah Slough is our player of the game today as Hastings loses to Sioux Falls by the score of 113-108 in overtime. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune and by Witt Plumbing. Stay tuned. Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the coach's postgame show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Back at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls this afternoon, as Hastings head coach Lance Creech joins us in the postgame after the Broncos lose to Sioux Falls today in overtime, 113-108. Coach did all the right things today, just could not make the plays there at the end. This is obviously a tough one to swallow for us.
Well, it is, you know, and it's always one of those bittersweet situations, and we're in a situation where I don't know what to tell the team. You know, I mean, we're kind of hanging around waiting for possibly an at-large bid. Did the other game, how'd that turn up?
I think Dakota Wesleyan won. So.
Okay, so, you know, that probably helps us a little bit that the favorites kind of won out, but now you're hoping the favorites all around the country won out, and so as you go in the locker room, I just don't know what to say. I mean, because our season might not be over, and it might be, you know, I don't know what the heck to do there. But it was a tough one to swallow, because we did a lot of really good things, especially in the second half. I thought we did some good things defensively, barring foul trouble, you know, and obviously Maya caught fire there and had, you know, probably 30 plus points alone in the second half. And when you have a player playing on a roll like that, you got to kind of keep going to him. And then I think he got a little fatigued, and then a couple of his shots just fell short. And again, that's part of basketball. You got to kind of ride the horse that got you there. And we've gotten a lot of mileage out of those two little legs. So pleased with the effort, pleased with the intensity level, pleased with the competitiveness and all those things. But, you know, I'm sure we'll find a ton of mistakes on the way home as we watch it on film.
Coach, talk about right at the end of regulation, we had a chance to get the game-winning shot. We had, about 7 seconds to go, 8 seconds to go. Probably did not get the play that we wanted after we called the timeout.
No, we were trying to get Maya, you know, to our best ball handler to get the ball come underneath and see if we couldn't get a full court runner type situations, and then you want your shooters in the corners. And you know, but we just, they doubled things, they jumped it up and you know, took things away. We ended up having Brent bring it up and just kind of, you know, bobbled it, lost it. But, you know, at that point, you're kind of playing with house money because you still have an opportunity to play in overtime. So, you know, anytime you can do that, you're just kind of maybe hoping you get a cheap foul call or some kind of junk like that. But it just wasn't to be. And unfortunately, we don't have an opportunity to play for a championship.
Thomas Frames really just took over in the overtime session for Sioux Falls. He's unbelievable. Had 28 points in the second half. He ends up with 30.
Yeah, what hurt us is our transition. You know, I mean, anytime they needed a bucket, and we even tried doubling him. You know, it wasn't like the other night when we just allowed people to drive it in and score it. We tried to double him, and we tried to do some things to take him away. It just wasn't, you know, he's just good. I mean, and like I told our guys, the later that you play into your schedule and into a tournament situation, the less margin for error that there is. And there's just, when you get to the final four of a conference situation and you've got, you know, you're playing the number 13 or whatever 17 team in the country, there's just not a lot of room for error. And you know, our help and recovery kind of struggled a little bit all night, but I guess it could be worse. We could not even be playing today. So
Deshaun Howard had early success for Sioux Falls. In fact, they get the ball down to him on the low block several times in the first half. We just had a tough time matching up with him, too.
Well, and, you know, the first time that we played him, he really struggled. You know, and I thought we got to him. I think he only had 4 or 5 points the first time we played him, but that was 100 years ago, it seems like now. And I think that probably got his attention. But, again, that was so long ago. He's had a lot of time to mature and get himself into an offensive rhythm. And they did a good job of continuously going to him, and he got a couple early ones that were just, you know, they split our trap on our ball screens, and he got some easy opportunities at the rim. We fouled him a ton. He's not a tremendous foul shooter, but he still, you know, he had an aggressive mindset from the opening tip, and we just didn't do a good enough job of allowing him. You know, he got deep position on us, kind of like the big kid in the second half that happened the other night against Dort. You know, just got too deep position. And again, that's going to happen when you're not a big team anyway, and your post player is an inexperienced junior, an inexperienced sophomore, and a young freshman. So those things are probably going to happen.
Sioux Falls going to the free throw line a ton today. In fact, they had 44 free throws in the ball game today, and converted on 30 of those.
Yeah, and you know, probably 30 of them were earned. The other 14, I don't know. You know, you never know when you're playing on the road. In all honesty, it's probably a pretty well officiated game, and you can't. Those aren't the things that beat us. And a lot of times, it was our poor positioning that created foul opportunities. And it, you know, you never want to pin anything like that on an official by any stretch.
Something that we did not get done in the overtime session that eventually spelled defeat for us.
Well, when Maya got fouled out, obviously that's a killer. But you know, I just don't think that we were. I thought we got stagnant. When he was aggressive, it was good when he was scoring it. But it's hard to flip that switch as a player. Okay, I'm not scoring it now. It's somebody else open, and you, everybody wants the ball in their hands late in the game, but not many are willing to take the shot. Jeremiah was. And, again, like I said earlier, when you go with it and you ride it and he gets you to the finish line, pretty close to the finish line, you got to keep riding him until he crosses the line. And, unfortunately, we just didn't cross in first place today.
Now what's the next few days going to be like?
Pins and needles. Yeah. You know, I don't know what to do. I mean, obviously, tomorrow we'll take off. Monday, probably be a smart idea just to take off because we'll probably have a team revolt if we tried to do anything. And then, you know, Tuesday, maybe get together and start knocking some rust off. And Wednesday,
should know by then.
Sit around. Yeah, we should know something on Wednesday at 3 o'clock and probably spend a lot of time in church here the next few days.
Well, hopefully we got another one to go.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, let's go home. Lance Creech, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping one here this afternoon to the University of Sioux Falls in overtime, 113-108. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
So Hastings College drops this one here this afternoon to the University of Sioux Falls. Final score of 113 to 108 in overtime. And now we got to wait and see what happens with the Broncos season. 12 at-large berths for the NAIA National Tournament. And Hastings is hoping to grab one of those to advance to the postseason for the first time since 1995. If not, the Broncos season comes to an end here this afternoon. The current record is 23 wins and 8 losses on the season. Hastings College women, they won this afternoon as they beat Morningside 76-62. Hastings will play for the conference championship in the postseason coming up on Tuesday night. Again, the game times will be determined later, but Hastings will take on Northwestern in the championship ball game on Tuesday, and it appears that Sioux Falls will move on. They're going to play Dakota Wesleyan for the championship on Tuesday night in Mitchell, South Dakota. We've got more basketball coming your way a bit later on tonight here on 1230 KHIS. The Hastings High Tigers will open up district play tonight against Lexington. Airtime will be at 7:30 from Kearney High School, 7:45 tip-off. Blaine will have the action for you from Kearney tonight here on 1230 KHIS. So again, the Hastings College women winning over Morningside today at Lynn Farrell Arena, 76-62. Hastings College men dropping one today to Sioux Falls here at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls by the score of 113-108 in overtime. Thanks to Tyler Moffitt, my engineer and producer, back to the radio station today. Also Tyson Ervronik, who provided us with a bonus coverage there at the Osborne Sports Complex. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Sioux Falls.
You've been listening to